Everybody Loves Dynamite.
Oh. Yeah.
No money for a cab or a bus ticket.
Hello?
Shut up.
Hello?
There you go.
Oh. There we go. Hello?
Hi there.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Is Travis on the dumb button today?
Yes, why?
Well, I just saw him headed upstairs with the latest FHM magazine, so say anything you want.
Wolfie.
He'll be indisposed.
Yeah, that's his name is Wolfgang, because the celebrity he most resembles is Wolfgang Van Halen.
I have not thoroughly been able to get that joke and enjoy that joke, because I haven't seen a recent picture of Wolfie.
No.
I'm sure that's going to be, that's going to work for me when I see Wolfie.
Well, let's see. I guess we're on Orange Alert today.
Really?
Joe just passed this email on. I want to tell you something. My underpants are yellow right now.
Oh, here we go. What's happening? Who's after us?
It says, Joe, I'm sitting here debating whether to call you. Please, just reply as soon as you get this. Opie and Anthony did a full hour on Don and Mike on their show today, whipping their audience into a frenzy, telling them, don't attack Buzz or Mike, especially because there's a picture of Mike on a friend's boat with a Wow shirt. But to massively attack Don, no holds barred. Talk about his dead dog. They even hinted there are certain people at the station who would be helping ruin their show today. Just want to make sure you're aware of this prior to the show starting.
Oh my God.
That's an orange.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so a couple of guys on satellite radio, heard by 10 people, are attacking us. All right, take it back. It's just going to be me and my dead dog.
Yeah, because I wore the shirt. I wore the shirt the weekend after they got fired. That's why I wore the shirt.
Where is it at?
Oh. Let me on.
Isn't this like, who was it in West Side Story? The Jets and who? The,
Sharks.
Jets and the Sharks.
The Jets are going to win tonight.
The good news is all of ONA's listeners are currently on hold.
All right. Just be advised. Get orange.
Yeah, that's it.
A kumquat? A kumquat?
Kumquat?
Jesus. Okay.
God. Right. Okay. Wow. Scared today we are. Yeah.
Skateboard alert.
Let's make sure we shut all the windows.
For God's sake. Skateboard alert.
The show could be ruined.
Don't take any phone. Yes, it's going to ruin the show today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did a full hour on us today. Fantastic.
Nice to see they've got great material as usual.
That's good. That's good, fellas.
Wonderful, boys.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. We're ready.
I think so.
Come on.
Come on.
What's 302?
Bring it.
Yeah, where is it?
Where's the army? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Come on.
For just a small fee more.
Yeah, you can attack the show for $1.95 a month, right?
Ah! Yes. Okay, well, I guess they're just faking us out. I guess it's going to be like D-Day. I guess we're like the Germans. That we think that they're going to be...
What have I been saying?
We're going to be somewhere. We're not going to know where it's going to be coming from.
In ambush, time. Ambush, ambush.
Any place.
Good point. What Joe brings this? Up a good point.
Joe's right.
What?
School's not out yet.
Hello. It'll be a little later, maybe a half hour or so.
I'm going to call him. Oh, come on. He's got
something to say anyway.
Yeah, he's
got to
say his Friday thing, for goodness sakes. Where is he?
Joe.
The weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Joe,
it's official.
All right, thank you, Joe.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye.
See you later. Michael.
Oh, no. See, I thought you... Can't you talk about Opie and Anthony a little bit more?
No.
That was just a funny throwaway.
What, the Michael?
No, the thing about the big attack on our show today.
That we're not regarding that. You know why I'm paranoid today.
Why, Michael?
Things are going on. People are turning over papers when I walk into rooms.
Michael, nothing is going on today.
I'm feeling a little sensitive today.
Okay, I'll get it out of my system. You ready?
No. I'm ready for anything.
Oh! Here we go!
Shocking.
were you expecting?
How can one... How can one expect anything when one does not know what you're planning?
Expect the unexpected.
You know, I am planning on attacking the... I wish I could think of another show on satellite radio. I am planning on attacking...
The Bob Edwards Show.
I'm planning on attacking 70s on 7.
Those bastards.
Monday morning. Okay, really. Michael.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Really, this time it didn't... It screwed up. It's got a re-cue.
So, the sabotage has begun.
Oh, that's right. You're so right, Buzz. How are you, Mike?
All right, bring it.
Well, now I got to wait.
Bring it.
I got to wait for the thing to cue. Unless there's not really a thing. No holds barred.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Attack, attack, attack. I'm attacking you, Don. Not you, Buzz. Not you, Mike.
Yeah, okay, just me. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, see you later.
Will you survive?
Woo! That was harsh.
You okay?
Good on. Should we break?
I don't know. Maybe I should just go home.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Okay.
Michael.
Yes, Donald.
Really this time.
All right.
And I only call you Michael because you don't like being called Michael. And because the big voice guy calls you Michael.
You know it doesn't bother me when you say that.
Michael.
Yes, Don.
Really, here's the answer you've been waiting for.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Hello, Michael. Hi, Don. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Well, you f***ers have won. No groaners today. Every day I try to make this fun. I use my big voice, put on some tasty echo, create exciting new twists on an old favorite. You know, really make it F-U-N fun. But all I get is f*** this and f*** that. Well, I have feelings too. F*** you guys. I will not be back today.
Wow.
Big voice, out.
Wow.
Hey now. You said it. Well, what's going on?
Hey now. Don't take it up with me.
Take it up with big voice.
Everybody.
Hello.
You'd be glad to know Joe is made something. He's made a contribution. He's
been cooking in the comedy kitchen.
All right.
That's always fun.
Joe's made some crazy big voice groaner tapes that...
Very exciting.
That I'm still deciding if we want to...
Hello.
Actually, we probably should because...
You know, when you have an ensemble show, somebody's always the spark plug.
It might be Joe. And...
A lot of fun. Right.
Shut up, Harvey. Hello. Okay.
Hi, Dynamite. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
I'll bring to that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
A true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith, a soul to one heart. Your discretion advised.
How have you been?
I'm worried.
About what?
Well, the big voice guy sounds sad.
Screw him.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Shrimp in the Sofa. And all the shit
in the
screen.
Oh, yes.
The two mystery men from Martha's Midnight Motorcade, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Hello. And hi to everybody.
Hello.
Don and Mike show the episode of this Friday.
Friday.
03-0405.
I done a Mike Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
I like this. It's 3-4-5.
That's cool.
It's March 4th, 2005. Don and Mike Show calls from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico. 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067. Here's what happened before the show.
Mm-hmm.
I got here. I'm meeting with everybody, chatting with everybody. Buzz comes in. Buzz sits where Mike normally sits, right, on Mike's couch. And Buzz says, wow, I still smell the shrimp.
The garlic shrimp, yeah.
Now, I'm far enough away at the desk, I don't smell it.
Right.
And I say, well, I don't smell nothing. And then we talk, and Beth Ann comes in, and Rob comes in. And then Mike comes in, and Mike comes in and sits down in his spot. And Mike says, do you still smell the shrimp?
And yeah, I still smell the garlic shrimp.
I said, really? I don't smell it. And
no.
Mike was sitting there, and we're talking and reading the paper and spooning. And
as we always do, only on Fridays.
And and then, well, you tell him what happened.
Well, I decided...
Because it was your discovery.
I decided to take the quarter-inch cushion that sits on top of the tubercular pad on the coach and peel it back to see if there was some piece of garlic or a little herb. Well, lo and behold, three or four day-old rotten shrimp were sitting in the crack of the couch,
along with a lot of the sauce.
Yeah, and the herb, and especially the garlic and earl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was there, and apparently my cleaning efforts and BA's cleaning efforts were unsatisfactory yesterday. We didn't catch the three or four shrimp that were in the nooks and crannies of the sofa. Because, you know, I can understand that, you know, I was really having my tantrum at that moment, and I wasn't thinking about
cleaning. You're talking
about
yesterday, not today. Yeah.
I was having a tantrum, and I couldn't, while I'm having a tantrum, I can't do thorough cleaning.
No.
Impossible. Yeah, I mean, I was too busy knocking over the phone and yelling about the stool.
Nothing
the footstool where my phone sits.
Nothing keeps better in a warm office than seafood.
That's right. That's right. So the moral of the story, if you're going to clean up spilled shrimp and do it well, don't have a tantrum. There's no room for a tantrum when you're trying to clean an office.
That's right.
Did they still taste okay?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
They tasted softer, which I thought was great.
More forgiving.
Yeah, and actually, terrific. I almost kind of like pate. Do you think I'm going to get sick?
No, I don't think so. No, you'll be all right.
We're going to use that that technology that you just mastered for our new scratch and sniff catalog. calendar, rather, with the women.
Sure.
The calendar is scratch and sniff.
Every page will smell like garlic shrimp.
When you smell shrimp, the calendar's in the mail.
Absolutely.
Sign me up for one.
Smells like March in here.
Closer you get, the more you smell the garlic.
Smells like March. Oh, and please keep sending us free T-shirts because we use them to clean up stuff.
That's right, the spills.
You should have seen before you arrived today,
yes.
I spilled a can of soda pop. And
it's the feng shui in the office.
And you would have thought that I had said to Beth Ann, the place is on fire.
Mm-hmm. Wow, she ran.
I didn't even say anything. Right, Buzz is in there. I knocked over the Coke and I said, crap, just like that, and she's gone.
Yeah.
And I wanted so much to recreate the Michael Mara tantrum.
The tantrum.
I said, wait, Beth Ann, where are you? Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm going to get something to clean. It was just a little stain on the desk.
Very
and
minor.
I said, well, come back. I want to have my tantrum. And she, by the time she got back, the stain had already been cleaned using, I think it was an American Idol T-shirt.
A blasphemy. And then you loaned that to me to clean up the last of the shrimp.
That had been sent in
the ones that I didn't eat.
By Fox.
Well, actually, you've used two shirts, two American Idol shirts now, one to clean up the garlic shrimp and one to clean up the
soda. No, it was the same shirt.
Oh, well, what was the yellow one Beth Ann brought in that had the pink stains on it?
That was the T-shirt that somebody sent us for free
that
Mike and Beth Ann used to clean up the shrimp yesterday.
Incidentally, right. That's trust in a partnership, too, for all you young broadcasters.
That's
out there. When your partner hands you a T-shirt and says, I use this to clean up another stain. And I just took it gratefully.
Yeah, no question.
We took the wet spot and everything, and I just cleaned it right up, and I had no idea until I was in mid-cleaning of the shrimp when he told me he had spilled a soft drink. It could have been anything.
Yeah.
I just took it gratefully.
Here, Mike, I couldn't make it to the men's room on time.
Thanks, Don.
But you should have seen Beth Ann's reaction when she came back to the office. All I did was spill a can of Diet Vanilla Coke.
A pretty part of it.
Just a little bit of it. And she came back and she had a bunch of paper towels. And just as I was saying to her, I didn't even get to do like my fake Mike tantrum with you, she said, what are you doing? I said, nothing. The stain's cleaned. She said, you use that American Idol T-shirt. I said, yes. She said, you love that shirt. I said, no, I don't love it. She said, give it to me. And I said, why? She said, because I'm going to take it. I said, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it. I'm going to throw it right behind the desk. I swear to God, I said this to her. I said, because it's going to come in handy again. And lo and behold, 10 minutes later,
bingo.
You find the shrimps.
Yep.
And the shirt comes in. But anyway, we're running low on shirts.
Thank God.
So right. we need some more shirts.
Thank God that I had the WE to pull that little cushion back, though.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise, the work ethic to pull that back, because my God,
yeah.
What would that have been? What would the office have been Monday?
Oh.
If Monday, I think it would have been ammonia time.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. A lot depends on the maintenance of the building over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was, as far as the temperature goes.
Yeah.
Because if it was one of those weekends when they didn't.
Monday, it would have been a grease man sofa.
We have so many maggots.
But if this was a weekend where they didn't turn the heat on,
mm-hmm.
and it's cold outside, mm-hmm. it's just freezing in the building. You know, conversely, sometimes they turn the thermostat all the way to 100, and that's really when that would start to. But you're right, after 48 hours, we'd have some maggots on the line.
You never know what could happen. It'd be a wonderful science experiment. Maybe there were like 3 shrimp in that crack of that sofa, and what if I'd left it there all weekend and I came back, and on Monday there were 4?
The problem is that you get a lot of sunlight in that office.
Right, right.
And it would have held the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the
blinds
that's a
are
hot
closed.
Office.
So they would still allow the heat. The blinds would actually hold the heat in.
That's a cold office, though.
Really?
Yes, it's a freezing office. It's either freezing in there or, like, jungle hot.
Yeah, well, in the summertime, it's going to get cranking.
Well, you know what they say, in the summertime, the living is easy.
Fantasia says that, doesn't she? Nobody says it better.
Thank you, Fantasia.
Fantasia with her lamb chop sideburns.
So I wonder if my acupuncturist is listening to the show today.
Does she listen?
I don't know.
Did you go to the acupuncturist again?
I did. And I want to tell you that this broad really is good. She really, really. No, Robbie.
So you're believing in the needles?
No.
This won't hurt a bit. I don't hurt.
Now listen now. This is where I'm...
He's making the cuckoo sign for you.
I know you are. I know you are.
She put needles in your head today?
Yes. Yes, she did. But that was after, 45 minutes. Now, listen, I'm nuts, okay? You know that already, everybody. You know
that.
That's
what I love about you.
So I go into this acupuncturist, and it's Chinese medicine and Western medicine
Eastern.
And everything. Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
Eastern medicine. You know,
Eastern.
I go...
Western medicine is the glove and the finger.
Well, I'm no fan of that.
Yeah, well, that's Western medicine, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. That'll help me remember from now on.
Absolutely.
Eastern finger.
Eastern needles, uh-huh. incense.
See, I just had it wrong.
Western glove finger.
West is finger.
We're the West.
West is finger.
Finger West.
Needle, well, but acupuncture needle, you know, because needles are used
right.
in the Western medicine, too.
But I'll just say needle East and finger West.
Bingo.
Gotcha.
Binger.
Gotcha. Perfect. If I'm ever lost in the middle of nowhere, I'll go, let's see, where would the finger be? Where would the needle be?
But always put the finger in the glove.
So we get to the, I'm to the point, I'm distraught still about the dog, about the dead dog. And I mentioned this to her. She says, what's your mood like? Now, I don't expect this when I'm going to see an acupuncturist, although she says that there are pressure points that she can put the needles in. She does this thing with me where she sits down and she says, now, if you can go through this, what I want you to do is sit down and close your eyes and tell me everything that happened that you can remember on the day that I ran over the dog 3 days ago.
All right.
And I didn't want to do this.
No.
And but I did it. And it was hard because I was going through every absolute thought. I mean, she started like saying, tell me where you were 10 minutes before the accident.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm in my office at home. I'm putting on my coat. I'm putting my cell phone in my pocket. Every friggin' detail she wants. I go through the entire thing, beginning to end, all of the feelings and everything. And I mean, mock the Opie and Anthony army. I'm ready for you. I'm a pussy. I was crying. At the end of the third time,
mm-hmm.
she says, okay, again, from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing what she's doing, that she's, every time she's getting more details from me.
Right.
More details.
Getting everything out.
What the details mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would give her a look. It's like, I'm like the fifth time, baby, the fifth time that I'm going through this run-through thing with her, and I'm just emotionally spent, and she says to me, she said, okay, now let's go back to the part where you're at the vet, and you say, I can't do this. I can't go on. She said, say that. Say that over and over. I can't go on. I can't go on. And I said, now wait, hold on. Am I saying I can't go on because I'm reliving that moment, or am I saying I can't go on because this is now the fifth time that I've told you this story?
Right.
And then that lightened it up just a little bit, and she said again, now let's you know, center yourself, go back to where we were. So, I mean, you know, for an hour and 10 minutes, like a goddamn school kid, I'm sitting there going, ah, yeah, yeah, with the waterworks and everything. Mm-hmm. Sure. And then she said, okay, now lay down, and now then it's Pin City.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
So this is all before she hits you with the needles.
Yeah, right. Now, and she said this was my choice if I felt like doing it. I said, I still feel like crap about, you know, running over my dog. So I said, sure, I'll give it a try. And then, you know, realize, I'm in her office, and I guess there are other patients in other rooms, and they're all there for acupuncture. I mean, I can imagine what it sounds like through the door.
But the bottom line. Then she hits you with the needles afterwards, and there's no talking.
No, she said we got done with after the fifth time. She said, okay, I think that's enough. Do you want to do it? Do you want to again? And I mean, we're talking about every detail of, you know, she's saying like stuff like. When you got out of the car, was the door open or closed? When you ran out of the car, where was Rudy?
Mm-hmm.
What was he like? What did you say when you picked him up? What were you thinking? What did you say when you went to the door? And the more we went over it, the more details we went through. And then we get done with it. I said, I'm done with this part. Then she said, lay down. And again, I must trust this woman because she's got my feet.
Yeah, well, that's the whole acupuncture thing.
And, you know, I'm not a foot guy. Right. I mean, even when I make it with my wife, I leave my socks on. That's just the way
She's
I am.
Always my favorite picture. My favorite mental picture. Black socks is what I use for my imagery.
And they're black socks with those old man hose, those...
the garter belts.
The garter belts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you want them to stay up.
And hard shoes sometimes.
Like in a Three Stooges movie.
Right. So then...
And striped bucks.
So then now, here I am. I'm spent. I mean, really spent. They just take your shoes and socks off, lay down on the table. And then, I mean, it's Pin City. I mean, I got them in my forehead. I got them in my hands. I've got them in my arms. I've got them all over my feet and my ankles. Mm-hmm. And... About 15 minutes later, she comes back. She said, I'm gonna push him in. Tell me when you feel it, when you don't feel it. And I got up, and I don't know. I feel pretty good right now.
It's working.
I feel like...
Whatever works for you.
You must know what she's doing.
I feel like I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
And
Buzz, we might have to go down and visit that lady down in Georgetown.
I have the number.
Okay.
And...
Shocker.
I don't know.
So you're a believer.
Unless I go home tonight and kill myself, yes, I'd have to say,
You're not going to kill yourself because you're not putting anything in your body.
I meant that I wouldn't kill myself in grief over my dog. I think she helped me, and then I think the acupuncture helped me.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good thing.
I truly do.
You know what I like about it? The only thing I like about it is you're not taking anything into your body. That's what I like. I'm not a big fan, as you may remember. Stuff.
No, I disagree,
Mike.
You're
taking steel into your body. You're sticking him with needles.
But not any medicine that's going to leak into your bloodstream.
Mike, I got to be honest. Yes, she did.
Tetanus?
No, she did.
What did she give you?
An enema. A coffee enema.
Oh, a hot coffee enema?
A mocha. Like mocha java.
Mocha latte.
Yeah, just like Michael Landon.
Yes. It was more like a cafe au lait.
Afterwards.
And afterwards it was an espresso.
That's right. Oh, 15 minutes fresh.
That's gross.
That is. But that's still,
good,
you know,
coffee, though.
You still know in the back of your head.
Are both your sideburns the same?
Identical.
All right, let me see that one.
Rob has shaved his mustache.
Turn quick.
Rob has shaved his Hitler mustache off.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Pretty good.
He just has the Elvis sideburns on.
You know in the back of your head that acupuncture is nonsense, though, right?
You know what? No, I don't. I know you'd love me to hate it, but I'm telling you,
I just can't see where it can't. It's got to be mostly mental. I mean, if you feel better about it, that's
maybe
great,
maybe it is mostly mental. But dude, I'm telling you,
what is psychotherapy?
Now that's
also
crap.
Nonsense.
That's crap.
That's voodoo.
That's garbage.
Well, we agree on that.
That's
I never met a psychiatrist or a psychologist that did me any good.
Except for the Bob Newhart show. That seems to help.
Yeah, he was good.
So anyway, I don't know if she's listening or not. And this is what I was telling her before I left today. The last thing that she said was, okay, now what I want you to do is just go and enjoy your day, do your radio show, and,
right.
and if you have a moment when you think about, you know, what the conversation we had today,
right.
you know, pull yourself out into, but try to stay away from the thought that I said.
Well, try to stay away from what? The
bad thoughts about Rudy, because they're supposed to be cleansed.
So she goes over and over and over and over, so you'll just get it out of your system and you won't
think
about it.
That's kind of the
deal. That's an interesting deal.
So I said to her, well, I'd be glad to try that, except I'm going to be talking about you on the radio. And she's, you touch my feet. I said,
that's big news. Mm-hmm.
Nobody touches my feet,
but
honey.
You're a believer.
I don't call her honey, but I say nobody touches my feet, you know.
You didn't think you'd enjoy this going in.
No, and
it's not that you're enjoying it, it's just kind of making you feel better.
Yes, absolutely.
Seems to be that's working. A good thing.
Fourth time, though, that was the time that I had the only problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told you five times I had to go through this thing where I was, and I would sit with my eyes closed,
right.
and she would say, yes, tell me again. And the fourth time when I opened my eyes, she was going through my wallet.
That's how they get
it. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
I got my eye on you.
Suddenly you passed out, and you woke up, you had a cranberry juice.
That's right.
The Western doctors go through the insurance company.
Exactly. That's the story there. So I don't know if she's listening or not today. If you're listening, hi, and I hope you don't cancel me as a client.
Because, no, don't do that.
I'll come back in next week. And, hey, good news, she drew no blood today. None of the pins caused any bloody spots in my legs or arms or
that
face.
That might be your body just, you know, acclimating itself to the acupuncture.
Could be.
No spotting today.
Oh, not today, Buzz.
Okay. Spotting.
Are you on the phone?
Yeah, I got a few calls to make.
I would like to use the line.
Calls of a personal nature, Ralph.
Sure. Like, I go to the telephone. Big Ox is on the phone just standing there.
Hello, Bex. It's Friday.
It's a party line. Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Hi there. Hey, any idea where your boyfriend is?
Jonathan?
See, now how did I know that she was going to answer with...
Wait a minute. I think you're talking about someone here.
Hey, yes. B.A.
Uh-huh.
You hear we missed the shrimp in there?
Yeah. I thought you had cleaned it up pretty well.
Yeah, I thought you had.
Yeah, no.
Hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah?
Where is Jonathan, the sales guy?
I have no clue. Do you want me to call him on his cell?
Yeah, like you don't know exactly where he is.
I really don't.
I mean, Beth Ann, really, you don't? You don't? He's not in the building?
I don't know. I can call him on his cell and find out.
Where is he usually on a Friday?
It's probably
under your desk.
Sealing a deal.
He's what?
He's what?
With a client sealing a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because he's still happening. Listen, how old
he's the closer.
Here's the thing about this guy, Jonathan.
I think he's a poser.
Oh.
Yes, agreed.
But he tries hard.
He what?
He tries.
Yeah. How old do you think this sales guy is?
He's young. He's a kid.
How old is he?
25
or 26. Okay. I come into work 2 days ago. You know, I love cigars. And this guy, Jonathan, is coming down the stairs as I'm walking up the stairs from the parking garage, and he's got a Sherlock Holmes vibe. Okay? Guy couldn't look like a bigger retard. Looked like he should have had big, gigantic bubbles coming out
There's
of
There's a
thing.
Name for those pipes. I wish I remember that. Like a calabash pipe or something like that. Yeah.
The guy is coming down, and I'm going upstairs, and I go by, and I just look, I said, what's happening? And he says, I'm enjoying a fine smoke, much like you do, Mr. Geronimo.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, and he walks by, and I think, what a dumbass. You know, is this guy going out in public with this pipe? I wanted
Pipes
to,
are very old man-ish.
Wanted to bring him in to get it. Beth Ann, have you? You're his best friend, at least on this show, right?
Right.
And Rob is having an animated conversation.
Well, he had calls to make.
Oh, well, okay.
Hi.
now I've embarrassed him in front of a reporter.
Dear.
Anyway, Beth Ann, have you seen Jonathan with his pipe?
I've seen Jonathan not only with his pipe, but he has sort of a Fred Rogers-like sweater that he wore.
Oh, no. What is his problem? What is
That's what I said. I go, how old are you, 80?
What the hell is he going for, Beth Ann?
It's a combination of Michael Keaton, not Michael Keaton, I'm thinking, Michael J. Fox, who did he play on Family Ties?
Alex Keaton.
Alex Keaton. That's right. why I called him Michael Keaton.
And
sure.
This old man act comes on the heel of the beatnik act that he was doing last week when he had the little beatnik beard, which appeared and disappeared.
Right, he had the Dobie Gillis just like almost like a girl's landing strip
Is he still with the hot girlfriend?
Yeah, I like her a lot.
So, I mean, he's obviously still keeping his woman around.
Yeah.
So he's not completely off the deep end.
Do you think he's cool enough that it's a crack pipe he's smoking?
No, he's not cool at all.
You don't think it's...
But yet he believes he's, you know...
You don't think it's full of weed?
No, it's full of whatever tobacco that he gets at his cigar shop.
But I think it's nice that he still has his girlfriend and he hasn't missed a payment.
Yeah, that's right. Rob remembers the fact that she's from a foreign country.
Beth Ann, why don't you see if you can round him up on his cell?
Okay.
See if he'd like to discuss his pipe issues with us.
Because he's got rockhead qualities.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's got big-time rockhead qualities. Memory one.
Okay,
bye. He's an FR, definitely.
Rob, I called Don the other day and gave him a rockhead sighting on the local Channel 9 news.
Oh, yeah.
And he's looking like older.
Matthew Felding. Felling.
Did he have a
the
fight?
Guy that used to be one of our interns, Joe Rockhead. he's on TV all the time now, analyzing things that politicians say.
Yes, he's a sort of a media political analyst.
Okay, so there's a lot of loose ends that we got to get to.
All right.
Because it's Friday, everybody. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
Curious to know that reason you haven't gone back to the acupuncturist. Maybe did he send you some orchids in the mail or something?
I'm not getting this.
Larry David show?
Orchids. We don't remember that episode.
I don't remember that.
Help us out.
It was early in the seasons, I remember.
Okay.
Early
in the season.
What was the significance of the orchids?
Something about he sent it to his patients or something. I don't remember.
Was it funny?
Oh, come on.
Was it funny?
You know, make a minimal effort.
Was it funny?
Yes, it was funny.
We hope to see it someday. Just a minimal effort to, like, try to bring us into it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember, bud. Sorry.
Don't remember.
What did you call?
I'm ejecting now. Goodbye.
Here's the deal. It was a classic example if he wanted us to do all the lifting on that.
Right. I vaguely remember the episode, and that call should not have been made.
Right. That's Learn where we that. Don't have a tremendous WE. It's not like cleaning shrimp.
No.
If you don't remember, don't call.
Right. WE equals work ethic.
Work ethic.
Right. And I keep thinking that isn't that like some menopause channel?
Women's entertainment.
Yes.
Correct.
Well, lots of made-for-TV movies.
Throw another W in it. You got the wrestling thing, right? WWE.
WWF, because WWE, or oh, no, it used
That's
to be,
new
used
one.
To be.
Yeah.
It used to be WWF,
now it's WWE.
Correct, Amundo.
Mm-hmm.
Loose ends from this week, here we go, in no particular order. We've got Buzz's Golden Age of Porn. We've got Frank Murphy, producer, MIA.
Yes.
We've got James Phillips Source. We've got a baby disc jockey from Kansas. And we've still got back in the mix a guy named Bill Garcia, who Buzz hates.
Well, program director, right?
Yes, a former program director who Buzz hates.
We were not the best of friends.
One of these things we can do here, but, you know, we're running out of time. Oh, dig this. We are giving away today Hooters Air. We are not only giving away the Vegas trip to Hooters Air, via Hooters Air, we're giving away another Florida trip, this time to beautiful Tampa Bay.
Ooh. Wow.
That's from DeltaVacations.com. We'll give away one of those vacations in just a moment. With a brand new crazy party game that will use this sound. Let me play it because I'm sure the first time you hear it, if you're by your computer, you're going to look at it. Oh, somebody's sending me mail.
Oh, I've got something.
Oh, I've got mail.
Oh, it's another bill.
I've got mail. Oh, hey. Oh, how do they know I'm a stud? I'm going to open this one right now.
Oh, my American Express bill's here.
Oh, wow.
Did I drink that much?
Oh, the strap-on is here.
Oh, where's my mail? Oh, I've got it. Look.
Oh, that app lounger was expensive, and I haven't put it together yet. I wish I had a stronger WE. Your beads have been shipped.
Your beans.
Your beans. It's Buzz Burbank's A beans.
Two more inches.
There you go.
That's how you do that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, no Jonathan. Okay, then let's, God, I don't know which to offer up here. Frank, Bill, JPS, Baby DJ, Buzz is porno.
Frank.
Yeah.
Let's try him. Yeah.
Friday, Frank.
He was first on my list, too.
Yeah.
Okay, the deal, the backstory on this is he was our first ever producer, or our second producer, but he wrote us for a while and left and went to produce some other radio shows.
Let's
and then,
see if we can find peace.
And the deal is, we've not spoken to him in 15 years.
Right.
And he's out of work, and he's, although it's not officially on his resume, on his website, that he was our producer, he, in fact, in the thing of the radio magazine, wrote that he was our producer for 5 years.
And the main question I will have, and I don't want to be negative totally on this, but I will want to know why he omitted us from his website.
Actually, he didn't. I mean, looking at some of the other pages, I found one or two mentions that he had produced for the Don and Mike show.
Okay,
as well as
all
others.
Right.
So
all right.
Just before you fire
but
that
on the
guy.
Main, but on the main thing, wasn't
right.
it?
On, I think we are being, what is the word I'm looking for? Oh, yes, thank you, petty.
Yeah.
It was on his actual resume.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Which is spelled the same as resume.
Resume.
Incidentally. You
but
know.
Here's the deal. We
will resume after this, or I will send you my resume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, that's why I got spell check.
Now I'm going to start twitching when I hear that on my computer.
Yeah.
So let's call Frank, because we've not talked to him, and he's out of work, and who knows, maybe, just maybe, the mighty power of the Don and Mike show can help Frank Murphy find a job.
Well, there might be some openings up in Green Bay.
We've not spoken to him in 15 years.
God, has it really been 15 years?
It has been.
That is amazing. Jesus.
It has been. And, you know what, I'm not... Oh, Buzz went to his website.
The picture I thought would be inspiring.
Thank you, Buzz. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Really, thank you.
Yeah. Any answer?
So I wonder if that's a...
Oh, I'm looking for Frank. Hi, Frank. It's Rob with the Don and Mike Show. How are you?
Oh, good boy.
Good. Would you like to come on the air and say hi to Don and Mike? Well, today, right now. Okay, hang on. When you hear their voices,
it's good for him. All right, good for him.
All right, good.
So he's that's a good thing. Frank's coming on the air with us.
All right, so he's on the air. This is him, Robbie.
Frank.
Hello,
Frank Murphy.
Frank, you're
How
not.
You?
You're not dead.
Frank, you're not dead. You're alive.
No, I'm alive. Yeah.
I know. Well, we'd been saying on the air, on the off chance anyone would ask about you, we would always say you had passed away.
I believe for a time you went to the glue factory, is what we were saying.
How the hell are you, Frank?
So, Frank, what happened during Ashley and Murphy in the morning in Knoxville? Is that where you were working?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, you know, my position got eliminated. They don't need two people on the morning show, they decided.
Oh, man. Was it an evil woman?
No, she's fine. I had lunch with her yesterday.
You did? All right, we became aware of you, Frank, on the, you got through the R&R, right?
Yes, in radio and records.
All right, so how goes the job search?
Well, it's going okay. I mean, most of the people who have called me are looking for a producer rather than a DJ.
Are you going to go back to doing producer stuff?
No.
Hey, Frank?
because Frank, the experience with us was so traumatic. Is that
Oh, don't blame us. You got to blame the other guys, too. Now, come on.
True, yeah.
I know we were your first.
Full responsibility for that.
I know we were your first, but tell me honestly, were we your worst?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Really? Frank, are you being honest?
Well, I was 5 years with, you know, I got burned out on the whole concept of it.
But as far
as... After a long time, but...
But the experience...
I wouldn't say... I produced three... No, definitely you're not the worst. I think of the four shows I produced, you're clearly by far not the worst.
Wow. That's a good thing,
that's
Frank.
Great.
We were reminiscing when your name came up last week, we were reminiscing about our different experiences with you, our trips to Chicago.
Remember when Gary Rosnick took a picture of his junk?
Yes. Now listen to this. Frank, do you realize that 15 years ago you would have never even said the word junk on the radio?
That's right.
In reference to a man's genitals?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought I was talking about something else. I didn't even know.
Frank, are you still a good Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Fair to good.
Fair to good.
You know,
has it really been, we were talking right before you came on the show.
It has been, Mike, 15 years.
It's been 15 years since we've had contact with Frank.
Wow.
I think about that. I mean, actually, after I moved to L.A., you guys came out and did a remote one time, and I met up with you, and we all had dinner at Spago.
Oh.
That's right.
It was very nice.
And then that was it.
Then I never, then I didn't hear from you again after that.
Oh, I don't know.
I tried to contact you, let's see, when was that? A couple,
2002, maybe.
Really?
I was doing a, trying to get together a little email thing for people who had worked at that station, you know, on the 10
band. Listen to Frank. I never heard from you, because
I couldn't get in touch with you. That's the closest I got.
No!
Was this girl we used to work with named Shondell said she would pass on a message to Billy Reed to pass on to you.
Oh, well. I think we all know where the weak link in that chain was.
Absolutely.
But, well, Christ, Frank, you know, goddamn, 15 years. How old are your kids now?
Well, they're pretty old. I mean,
how
that
old?
You know, I got the same Frank vibe where he wouldn't, you know, I don't want to reveal that, Frank.
No, I mean Frank, it's been so long.
They're 15 and 19.
Yeah, because Bart.
So you didn't have any more after you had the original two.
That's right.
Okay. Because Bart will be 20 at the end of this month.
Get out of here. I remember when Frida was pregnant with him.
Yes, yeah. we have a picture of Megan and Bart down at Disney World.
That's right, when we all went down there. And I remember Chicago we were telling the story about Frank and his shirt. The Tommy Hilfiger shirt that you loved.
You didn't want to buy. Remember that shirt you didn't want to buy?
Remember we made you buy the shirt?
Oh, you know what? I got a good 10 to 12 years use out of that shirt. I only finally retired that one, I think, when we moved from California to Tennessee 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
All right, so listen, Frank, seriously, because we haven't talked to you in 15 years, what can we do anything to help? I mean, do you want to be a producer again, or do you want to be a DJ? What do you want to be?
Well, no, I got to tell you, I've heard from some stations that have high-profile producer openings,
mm-hmm.
including this rap station in New York where they fired the guy who did a producer song about the tsunami that was inappropriate.
Frank, you can't work with colored people. Come on, we know this, Frank. And I don't mean not for Rob's reason.
Yes.
Just because Frank is just too white.
Tragically white like we are.
Mike.
I've already been there, done that. I produced a show at a hip-hop station.
Did you really?
Did you? Frank, after you left us, you went to... You went out to L.A. and worked for...
Mark and Brian.
No, well, Jay Thomas.
Jay Thomas first, right?
I forgot.
Yeah, Jay Thomas, and that was a hip-hop. Yeah,
that's right. That was Power Whatever was. That was hip-hop. All right. Okay.
Yeah, and then I worked at an alternative station that I really liked.
All right, K-Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I worked at a classic rock station. That was Mark and Brian.
Right.
And then I hung up the... that was 6 years ago. I left there to quit producing and try to be a DJ. So I've been doing that now for 6 years.
Did you enjoy the gig that you just had? Was that fun for you?
Yeah, it was. Well, I mean, the program director would tell me I was too eclectic for the oldies format.
Uh-huh.
Just get a load of this. I wanted to talk about exotic cable TV channels like Comedy Central.
Yeah, that's.
And this program director told me that our audience doesn't understand Comedy Central and wouldn't watch it, and therefore shouldn't talk about it.
I'm going to give you a compliment here, Frank, and I mean this. You are not as wound up and as tight-assed as I thought you would be after all of these years of not talking to you. I mean, you sound like maybe life has roughed you up enough. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Maybe where we mm-hmm. you and I bet, see things a little more eye-to-eye now than we used to. Not because I've become any better a person, but
right.
Simply I believe that your life experience has probably made you a worse, gristled person.
Absolutely. I would think so. You've been you've been through an awful lot.
Yeah, I was pretty green when I worked for you guys. I mean, that was the first radio station I really ever worked at. You know, I remember you might not know this because you guys came after I'd been there a year or two, but I had just gotten hired there out of college. I did my internship at WAVA and then got hired in the promotions department and then became your producer all in a period of about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, that all happened pretty quick, and I didn't have, you know, experience anywhere else, and... Yeah, moving around we grow up. You know?
So you're going to, basically, it sounds like you're going to wait till you get some kind of DJ gig, but if you have to, you might go back into producing, or what?
No, I would not.
You wouldn't do it.
I decided that I'm happier as a mediocre, medium-market DJ than as a producer for the top shows in the country.
Well, here's the funny thing. we happen to be on in many mediocre, medium-sized markets.
Right.
So perhaps someone will hear you, and we can give you our stamp of approval to say, yes, Frank is a cool guy, doesn't appear to be as tight-assed as 15 years ago.
No, I mean, Frank, had his reasons when he went elsewhere, and they weren't that significant. And, like everybody that has left the show, they're all dead to us, but they can come back to life, which is a wonderful thing. You know?
Frank, the only thing I want to tell you seriously, don't take any calls from our affiliate in Iowa City. KCJJ. I'm not kidding.
Because he's probably on the phone right now.
That guy is Googling you right now to try to find your number. He'll offer you $30 a week to go out and be a DJ in Iowa City. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
I can do better than that.
And in all the time that we've not spoken, probably the only thing that I would really apologize to you for was one time I made you go to the cleaners. This has stuck with me all this time. Maybe it's because I had the acupuncture today.
Get it out. Right.
And Frank,
right.
I just ran over my dog 3 days ago. I'm in a terrible morning about that, but I'm doing okay because I went to see a counselor and I got acupuncture. But one day you were running around doing a million things and I was just being an ass H and I said, God damn it, Frank. You know I need those clothes tonight. Go to the cleaners and get my clothes. And I made you go to the cleaners.
See, I didn't even remember that story.
That, in my mind, was the worst thing that I ever made Frank do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure I made you do millions of words, and please don't say them. But for that, I would like to apologize.
Frank,
apology accepted.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Frank, okay? I'm going to ask you two questions here, and they are best and worst. Best thing about being the Don and Mike producer and the worst thing about being the Don and Mike producer. And they can be general answers. That's fine. But I'd like to know, after all this time, 15 years, what was the best thing about being our producer, Frank?
Oh, there's a lot of best things.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed, remember the time we went to London and you guys had me interview the curator of the Tower of London?
Yeah, I remember that.
To a commercial break, and every 60 seconds you came back to make sure I had the guy still talking?
Right, yeah. See, and then weren't you eventually thrown out of the Tower of London?
Yes. Well, we all were.
We all were. Right. All right, so that's a highlight.
That is, we did, back in the day when Frank was the producer, we did some huge broadcasts. We traveled a lot.
And Frank, I know there's millions. What's the worst?
The worst thing.
Well, I didn't like the time that I had to walk from the studios all the way down to Georgetown and then climb up and down the Exorcist stairs.
I remember that,
too. See, that's not fair, though. That's like doing your...
That was the thing. When we used... Now I remember that was one of the things we used to love to make him exercise. I do remember that.
I do remember you going up and down those stairs.
I still don't really enjoy sweating.
I remember that well.
All right, well, hold on. What is this, Loda? Here we go, Frank. This is for you. There's...
Where'd you get that?
I don't know. Somebody sent us like 8,000 waiver things.
Oh, that's great.
Well, Frank, you bastard. Let's please stay in touch.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you guys. Do you know my email address?
I don't. Hold on. If you would give that to Beth Ann, who incidentally has your job. Although, Frank, can I tell you something?
And you will
get some solace in this. This is not a slam at Beth Ann, who's fantastic and deserves every penny that she gets.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, the salary that you demanded 15 years ago that was the breaking point?
How much? Yeah.
The producer still doesn't make that much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I ask you about that real quick?
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, don't get into
that.
Don't get into details, though.
Don't get into specific numbers, but sure, go ahead.
All right, because when I had that meeting with the general manager there at that station,
Ken Stevens, yeah.
I can't remember his name, but we met at this Chili's restaurant in Fairfax.
that's Ken.
That's
Ken.
Class.
And he said, "How much do you expect to make as Don and Mike's producer?" I didn't want to say, so I gave a generality, and I said the phrase, "Well, you could probably get me for less than six figures." And then, but he turned white, and he said, "Well, the guy who produces the Howard Stern show in the morning, locally, he gets," and he throws out a figure that was roughly half of what I was getting.
That's Ken, and
I can't really take a pay cut, dude. I can, and I was figuring I'd split the difference. I was looking for, a modest raise, but. That's why I figured then I got that offer to go, you know, for that amount of money to go out west.
That so sounds like Ken.
Well, you know, God,
he ended up being a very evil man, Frank.
Yeah, he did,
as we found out. And he would not necessarily always give us the straight deal.
Well, here's, especially, just so you know,
when it came to people that were working in the support.
Because I know that we didn't talk at the end there, because we had a deal that the three of us, me and Mike and Frank, were going to come over here.
Mm-hmm.
And all I know is Ken called me and said, I don't know what's up with this guy, Frank. You think he's so great. You should hear the amount of money that he wants.
And it didn't, it was not that scenario that Frank
explained. No, it wasn't what you just said.
And I tend to believe Frank.
And, then I vividly remember this, because we were still living in Gaithersburg. It was like 2 days later, and I didn't speak to Frank, because I was pissed, thinking
it was true.
That I had called, and then I hear, oh, Frank took a job in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
All right.
And that was that. Life's
that
funny,
was it.
Ain't it? So Frank did a little purge.
Obviously, I had offers. You know, after being your producer on a high-profile show, people knew who I was.
Mm-hmm. Frank, those were good days, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Come on, Frank.
You know, but
even at Danny's.
That I grew up. I'm mellowed out.
Even at Danny's in Memphis. Remember that with the whole lap dance thing.
Remember, you got so mad at us.
In Memphis, you got so mad at us.
The famous line of, that's where I draw the line. I'll never forget that. Good days.
God damn you, Frank.
We tried to turn you into a sinner, Frank.
Well, Francis Murphy, or whatever your last... What is your... Frank Doherty, that's your real name. Frank, that's his real name.
That's his real name.
Francis Doherty, you're a good man. And you know what? Maybe somebody out there at one of these... the cheese ass markets we broadcast to will hear you and give you a shot.
And if you give Frank a shot, let him be as eclectic as you want. He's a bright guy.
That's funny.
That's good.
And it sounds to me like he now knows how to work blue.
Yes.
He always had a problem.
Very important to work blue, Frank.
He always had a problem working blue. That was the thing. I mean, he'd let me and Mike work blue, but he would never approach that.
No, it was that whole Catholic thing, you know? I mean, he was worried he'd get hit by lightning.
All right,
got a new pastor now who's cuts me a little more slack.
All right,
good for you.
All right, Frank. Well, hold on a second, and we'll get the emails.
Good to talk to you, Frank.
Hold on.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Don. Good talking to you guys.
You too, Frank. Well, who would have thought that?
That's amazing.
Who would have thought that would have gone that good?
I knew it would as soon as he said he'd take the call. As a matter of fact, I kind of thought. Did you kind of think as soon as he got back to Rob? You know, and said that, that go ahead and call. I figured he'd do that.
No,
why not? I mean, that was going to come. We look back on stuff.
Very good. Cool.
What the hell?
That's nothing.
What the hell? All right, well, listen, seriously, he was talented then. I'm sure he's talented now.
He doesn't want to be a producer anymore. He's a good producer. He wants to, you said he wants to be a mediocre, medium market DJ.
I think he's perfect for it. I mean that as a compliment.
He really is.
I think Frank would be a perfect mediocre medium market disc jockey.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm serious about this. Where's our affiliate list, for God's sakes?
It's at donandmikewebsite.com.
Well, I know, but I normally have a copy here in the studio, Buzz.
I just thought it was a good chance for a plug.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Here we go. Right here. How about Wichita?
Yeah. Perfect.
Buzz, how about you put in a good word in Wichita for Frank Murphy?
Sure, do it.
Go ahead, do it right now.
Perfect.
Do it right now.
Frank Murphy is the kind of a responsible guy who would be perfect for Wichita. And responsible is what they look for in Wichita.
That's right.
And hold on, you know what? Give me a second. Let's do a break. Come back. I've been carrying something around in my old valise.
Really?
That we received in the mail on January 28th. You ever heard of a radio station in Wichita, Buzz, called KANR?
No, they've changed some call letters.
92-something?
Okay.
FM? Anyway, some disc jockey that works as, the morning show there sent us like a fan letter.
He can work in multiple formats.
Yes, that's Frank Grant. Frank can.
Mm-hmm.
What does this guy say? What does he write? Dear Don and Mike, blah, 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 blah. Oh, this is a guy that sent... another shirt that we use to clean up spills, a Bacardi Limon shirt.
Very good.
Nice. That was too small for Tony the engineer, so what we did was we just used it to clean up a spill one day.
Excellent.
His letter starts, Dear Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joey, Bob, Rob, Joe, B.A., and Tony, here is a shirt for Tony the engineer. I hope he likes it.
Okay.
I'm just getting into radio, and it's great, and then he goes on, and he wants us to call him.
You mentioned that Frank can do any format. Does he speak Spanish?
99.1.
Anyway, that's a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, that is a good one.
You know, I did remember the thing. We made him literally walk all the way down from our radio station to Georgetown.
It's like 6 miles.
And then made him run the Exorcist steps.
He remembers, too.
Oh, boy. That was his worst. That's great.
Well, what about the time we had this one go out to the Bay Bridge?
Yep.
Wearing a bra and...
You probably look back as that's one of your worst deals.
Is that your worst
moment?
You didn't
like doing the outdoor stuff.
I did not like the bra and wig. Bay Bridge was bad. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
We used to dress the boy up and make him go out and do stuff, too.
Yeah, if we were reminiscing with him, he'd say the same thing.
And actually, with Rob, it was worse because it wasn't just performing the task. With Rob, there was always a costume involved.
Right.
There was always that Willie Tyler and Lester wig.
Oh, that horrible wig.
Exactly.
That big bra.
Horrible.
And the tight green shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Those were the days.
Those were some days. We'll be right back, everybody. There, that's Goody
Quinn. Technically,
it's the Don and Mike Show.
We leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is. I like it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, Dude Walker. This will be a first for our show. I don't know how we're going to get into this segment exactly. Except to say that our phone number is 877-365-3636. Canada, Mexico, it's 800-636-1067. And DC 202-432-1067.
All right.
We have, as I mentioned, all these vacations to give away. A great one to Tampa Bay. And goddamn, don't we love Tampa Bay just about better than anywhere in Florida?
Wouldn't you like to be there right now?
Yeah. Would I? You know where I'd be? Sweetheart Cigars, right down in Ybor City.
Ybor City, getting yourself some good stoking.
You bet your ass I would. I love Tampa Bay. Everybody, it's a chance to win airfare for two on Delta to Tampa. What you get there is the Avis car rental for the whole time you're there,
Okay. The
hotel, and, of course, the great weather of Tampa Bay, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fantastic.
We're going to try something called Chat Room.
Sounds hot.
Now,
that's a pretty good CD right there.
It's our sex music.
It's less scratchy.
I think you might want to get a Q-tip, Mike. I don't hear anything wrong with this.
We'll play better over here.
Yeah, myself.
I don't see how it could pop.
Think there was a problem with that?
CD 2 is funny.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Not in that way.
Don't ball up your fist at me, boy.
there it is.
Here we
clean
go.
So, copy.
So, a chat room, meaning that it's like any other chat room. I'm not really sure exactly how we're going to give away this trip. Someone will emerge victorious in the chat room. Now,
very good.
Our microphones will generally be in the "we can talk, but you can't hear us" mode. When you call the chat room and you are let inside, you will hear this.
Oops. No, not bad.
Not bad. You'll hear this.
Looks like you've entered the chat room.
When you're kicked out, you will hear that.
Very good.
Okay? So, if you are on the telephone now, when you hear, that means you're in the chat room.
Right.
If we've tired with you, bored with you, hear that, and
you could hear that right away.
Else.
You could hear that immediately.
Oh, yeah.
You could, because it's the wide-open chat room.
We are not going to be involved in this. This is chat between the listeners.
One time, two or three years ago on the show, I wanted to do it for a whole show. We couldn't stand it for the first segment. I wanted to do an all-caller show.
Right.
Not meaning a show where we exclusively take phone calls.
No.
But a show where, because in essence, you guys, the audience.
You did the show.
Mm-hmm. We could just answer phone call and have listeners talking to listeners, but it ended up being an abortion.
It was painful.
Of biblical consequences.
But it was funny. It really was funny.
And now we're going to open up the chat room. We although we can conference as many as 16 lines together.
Right.
There will only be four people allowed in the chat room at any given time.
This is the kind of chat room you might experience in certain sex lines.
That's exactly what I... Now, this is what made me think of this. When we've called the sex lines recently to play
the
games...
And you hear like a little beep where somebody else comes in and is listening in on you?
How many times the last couple of times have we called phone whores? And we hear some other guy go, who's there?
This is after they say, I can't believe a sex line would lie to you when they say, one-on-one action.
Yeah. So it's our own chat room. And it's open right now.
Very good.
And, well, very simple. Come here, we go. And they'll hear the sound, and they'll know. And you'll know.
Might have to hit it again.
Yeah.
Am I the only one in here? Where's the ladies at? Ladies?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, get off the phone.
What's that?
Get off the phone.
What's going on?
Wait, is this a lady?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Your mama.
Your mama? Come on now. Come on now. Don't get like that now. What are you up to?
I like it. I like it.
There's still somebody on one of these lines.
Just lingering?
That's open right now.
Not there?
Nope. Hold on.
The chat room empty right now?
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm here.
Very good.
There's two in right now.
And who am I talking to?
Hello?
Who am I talking to?
James.
Who?
James, who's this?
This is Jessica. James.
This is Greg.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in my car with my daughter right now, driving right in front of JFK.
Oh, driving away. I'm in my car, stuck in traffic on the Beltway. Did somebody else just come in?
No, I think it's just two of us.
I'm sorry?
Chris is here.
Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, how are you?
I'm here. Do you want to go on the trip with me or what?
Oh, I would definitely go.
Jared, I want to win the trip.
Oh, hold on. We might have something here. Yeah.
26 and single.
Oh, I'm 24 and single.
I've got other people on other
that
lines.
That sounds like a match.
I'm not saying anything.
Where do you live?
Where are you from?
I'm actually from West Virginia, believe it or not.
West Virginia. Do you snowboard? Do you ski out there or what?
Hello.
Ski, not very well, but I do ski.
Okay.
I attempt to.
You'll attempt to.
Is anybody there?
Yeah.
Hey, there we go.
We're both here.
Attempt to.
The evil doctor is at her.
Where are you from, Jessica?
I'm from PG County.
PG County. Is
good
there
old
any-
PG County in Maryland.
From drive-by shooting?
Not lately, although there was somebody who saw the gas station at the street.
People are jumping in.
Don, we might have to lose one of the chatterboxes here, and I suggest it's the guy.
Dude, like in West Virginia, we don't
that
have
guy.
Drive-by shooting.
I don't remember which one.
Kirby
doesn't like drink toys.
What was that?
I don't know.
The land of the weird.
Hello? Is anybody in here?
Hey, baby.
Who?
How you doing, baby?
How you doing?
Oh, hey, what's up?
He is one broad.
How many people?
Are there any men in the room?
How many people am I in here with? Hey, whoever's yelling,
it's
very distorted.
I know we're having to delete a little of this out. It's terrible, but it's funny when we're in here.
Mike? Is that Mike talking?
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Oops.
Hello? Is anyone else in here?
Oh.
Hello?
Jessica?
Yes, this is Jessica. Who is this now?
They hang up. Losers. Jessica?
Hello?
Click.
Hello? Am I chatting to myself? Oh, is there another girl in here?
Yep.
there's another girl. This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. It's Jessica.
Hello, Jessica from PG County.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm from lovely Woodbridge.
Oh, Woodbridge. Yeah, I don't even know where that is.
Anybody
live in Vegas? PG County folks don't leave PG County, so.
It's a Vegas guy in there.
I think it's you and I right now. I can't hear anyone else.
Of course not.
All right, I'm fine with that. Oh, I'm not coming in here yelling. I can't hear anything. Hello?
I'm over for you.
Hello?
Hello?
It's some of the weak.
Jessica.
Can you believe the weak kneed guy?
I don't know about him either.
Yeah, he caught him right in water.
Yeah.
A good.
Hello?
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 Is this the beaver hunter?
No.
Sorry. I was speaking to a beaver hunter.
Yes?
Be nice.
Tom? Who?
Just super, I gotta say. Hey, get off the phone, guy. Yeah. Chelsea.
Is Lisa gone?
Hello?
Hello?
This is fantastic.
Okay, who is this now?
It's Tom.
Tom.
Tom from Vegas. Tom was coming from Las Vegas.
From Vegas. That's where I want to go, too.
Yeah, I want to go to Florida, though. I'm sick of Vegas.
I'm down for partying. Who are you going where? Who am I talking to? You're calling from Vegas. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You doing a lot of gambling?
Yeah, a little too much. I'd like to go to Florida, though.
What'd you say?
I'd like to go to Florida.
Or Florida.
I want to go to Florida. But, you know, I don't even have anyone to go with me. All my girlfriends are all boyfriend up. So I would have to go.
Jessica,
you know, I'd have to find someone.
Trolling the chat room. Okay. She's in chat.
I'm available.
Are you? How old are you?
How old do you want me to be?
Welcome to the chat room. There's the chat room.
Married too, right?
No.
Meet me in the park.
No, I'm not. Divorced.
Divorced. Okay. Yeah. Wait, how old are you?
Hey, this is an ask for a ask.
People are hitting and running, aren't they? They're just coming in.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Lisa. Where's Lisa at?
She's gone.
Hello. Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, where'd Lisa go?
I don't know where Lisa went. She's
Lisa
here.
And Jessica out, man.
Hello in the room. Are there any
Don and Mike, you need to find a new girl, man.
26-year-old gay male from Louisiana.
I love this.
Okay, here we go. Again. Here we
oh,
go.
That's great. Oh, this rocks.
Special thanks to Jessica.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Michael O'Meara, you're fired.
Hello? Is Pedro there?
Hello?
Oh.
Pedro offers you his protection.
Hey. Is that
I caught you a delicious bath.
That's,
Is that Napoleon
Dynamite?
Yeah, I think so.
Jessica.
That's like impossible. The noise is going off so much, you can't even tell. The noise is kind of annoying.
I'm not doing that.
Like.
That's somebody on the phone playing Batman now.
I don't know, it sucks. Hello?
Jessica, are you there?
Do you want some nachos?
Carpenter's 1977 Ross.
Yes. Dog. But I have some new type of... I got a new type of salsa.
Hey, who's there?
Yeah. Who's it's there? Not the peach kind.
Is this... Hello?
Yeah, I didn't like it. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Is there anyone still even on this thing?
Jessica, are you there?
I keep hearing the noise.
It's OJ.
OJ?
Hello?
Go Red Sox. Go Patriots.
I'm trying to find some
Propane and propane accessories. Hello?
Some propane accessories?
Hello?
Hello? Is this Hank? Is this Hank?
He's gone.
I think
hey, I'm headed to Vegas. Anybody want to get a party started?
Chat room.
No, I can't hear you. Who wants to get a party started? Come on, I'll stand in the corner for you. Just send her over.
Yeah, have we lost our woman?
Where are you at?
Oh, there's
me. You. I'm in Annapolis.
Minneapolis?
No, Annapolis. Down by the bay.
Where is it?
Annapolis, down by the Bay Bridge.
She's a bright one.
Huh. I'm actually in Vermont right now.
Oh, Vermont. Oh, man. Nice and chilly up there, you know.
Let's head west.
Come on. Donna, Mike, let's go party, guys.
Y'all can come party here.
Warren.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Originally, I'm actually from Mississippi, though.
Fine.
How old are you?
Just hold on.
I'm originally from Tupelo, Mississippi, actually.
Wow.
I accidentally got pregnant through my parents. I'm from a planet called Uranus.
Wow. I've never heard that joke before, but it's really funny. Where are you at? I really appreciate Uranus jokes.
It's 4:30 on Friday, and I'm already wasted.
Really?
Yes. How about you?
What have you been drinking?
Brandy, lots of it. What have you been drinking?
I actually haven't started.
Start drinking now.
But maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah, then flop through Highway Love Connection right here, baby. Rochester, New York. Going off 490.
Wow, you must be wasted. Because I didn't understand any of that.
Ken Stevens here.
What?
Ken Stevens here.
Still didn't understand what you just said, but... Obviously, you've been
she's a good listener, isn't she?
Where did all these retards come from?
I don't know. Who's that?
Down south somewhere.
How many you got in there now?
One. Hi, guys.
There's always four.
How are you?
There's always
Hi,
four.
Hi, friends. Bunch of dorks. We're all in the chat room. It's crazy.
This is crazy.
It's crazy.
Michael O'Meara, you're fired.
I think you were just gone, because I just heard that.
What's that?
How old are you?
25. This is so fun.
You're so fun. What would you even do in Florida?
Just do what I tell you.
Hello?
Hey, you there?
Yes.
It's Curtis.
Curtis? I have a friend with that
name.
I'm
Dr. Fraser Crane, and I'm listening.
Curtis is a great name.
It is a great name.
Let's get out of here and go to Vegas.
So, is that where you're from, Vegas?
No, I'm in Anne Arundel County now.
Just remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
All these pervs on the line. Let's get out of here and go to Vegas.
I'm down with that, but I say Florida would be even better.
Where'd you want to go?
I'm down with Vegas, but I think Florida would be even better.
All right, let's do that.
Too many buttons.
It's actually spring break right now, so...
Oh. I'm game for whatever you want to do.
These two seem to be
go to the hotel room?
Surely.
Wow.
Let's go to room service on Don and Mike all weekend.
That sounds good to me.
Hello?
They pick up the bill, right?
Definitely.
Now there's some guy trying to...
Hello?
A little blackjack, a little strip tease.
A little strip poker, maybe?
Oh, definitely.
Wow.
We got a just two articles of clothing, though, not a whole full dress.
Have you ever been to Tupelo, Mississippi?
I
keep adding more people, man.
Yeah, that's actually where I'm from. It's the home of Elvis Presley.
There you go.
This is Hank Hill. I was sent to attack the show today.
I
think
definitely, I like Mississippi, but let's call that Mike.
There's one guy that's hanging in there with that chick.
Yes, he is.
He is persevering.
Say that.
So
what's the deal? Are we going to get a hotel room and get naked?
Wow.
All weekend.
Fair this girl is.
She's the whore's our winner, though.
That's all of you.
She's made the chat room
happen. Are we going to be able to
isolate the guy that's, like, hung in there?
Yeah. You want to be.
All right, hold on.
Where are you hanging out?
No, I'm 13. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually 45.
I think it was the lady from Vermont and the guy from Annapolis.
Can you handle a 35-year-old Marine stud?
Let me just figure which line.
A Marine stud?
A Marine stud.
Okay. Well, I can try.
Well, I hope you can.
I got
him.
He's
a bad girl.
I got him. Okay, hold on. I've got. Hey, you two idiots hear us? Hello.
Can you guys hear us?
Hello.
Raise yourselves down.
Let's
see. I can hear you.
Lady from Tupelo.
Yes.
And guy from.
Annapolis? Is
Maryland?
The guy from Annapolis still there? No.
Who's the guy on the phone? Right?
I think it might be
Anne Arundel County.
Is this the Marine
That's
stud?
Anne Arundel County? That's Annapolis.
Anne Arundel.
Okay.
Okay.
Listen, only one of you is going to win the trip to Tampa Bay. Now, if you like, you can take this person you've just met with you.
But you'd have to do that on your own, right?
I think I'd rather choose my own person.
That's a shock. That's a shock.
Welcome to the chat room.
That's a shock. Really. And now, you know what? I'm just going to say on behalf of all guys that have been in chat rooms before, mm-hmm. and just on behalf of all men.
Yes.
Fella?
Yes.
Congratulations. You're going to Tampa.
Yeah!
Bay.
Hey! All right!
Congratulations!
Thank you.
I meant that.
Thank you, Donna Mike.
You're very welcome.
There you go.
I didn't hang up on her. Are you still there, honey?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, that's too bad. Jessica, right?
No, you're
going to
hurt me like that, huh?
No, I'm not hurting you. Listen, we're not hurting you. Not yet. Congratulations. You won my friend, what's your name? What's your name?
Who?
Curtis. Okay, you got airfare for two on Delta Airlines to Tampa Bay. That includes an Avis rental car for 3 days, 3 nights, hotel at the Tradewinds Island Resort. Tradewinds Island Resort, located on the white sands of St. Pete Beach, allows you to just let go with limitless beachfront recreation, sumptuous dining, and a spectacular kids program, courtesy of Delta Travel Vacations.com.
Outstanding.
Good.
And darling... My darling Jessica?
Natalie.
Okay, yes. Jessica was earlier in the chat room.
Well, you know, you were pretty good on this game.
Naughty Natalie.
You're a good little whore.
thank you.
This is a great... I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you now, Fatty.
I'm not kidding you this time.
You've won the brand new iPod Shuffle.
Cool.
You know, dummy, you're ruining my prize read here by telling your guy what station you're on.
Yeah. Is that the same guy that we gave the trip to?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He's still on the line. He's like going 105.7.
Hey, Marine stud, put a sock in it for a second.
Darling?
Yep.
You've got the brand new iPod Shuffle. Download 120 of your favorite MP3s and never ever hear them the same way. The brand new iPod Shuffle. That's courtesy of the Don and Mike show, because we have to buy our own prizes out of our own money to give away.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for being a nice little hoe in our chat room.
He up in Vermont.
I thought I was pretty sweet, huh? Well,
I thought you were great. Oh, you were sweet.
I didn't get too nasty.
No, you didn't know, but I know you could have.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, you definitely could have.
I could have, but you never know who's listening, right?
That's right.
Chat room.
Say everybody was.
Thank you. Hold on a second, both of you.
Man, that was fun. I want to do that again.
That's
soon.
A good experience.
That was gold.
Yeah. Okay, we'll try that again.
Absolutely.
Chat room.
The password is weekly.
Chat room.
I love that. I really do.
And because we have so many lines, what's great is when you limit it to four people.
Sure.
I mean, I know it was. I don't know if it was easy for you to follow when I was running the board, but really, mm-hmm. as I would hang up on somebody, I would play the.
Right.
Unless they'd hang up by themselves and you'd hear it. Then every time you heard that was somebody new coming in.
It was fantastic.
Anyway.
Good job.
Good job.
Thanks to everybody for behaving themselves as best they could.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to go.
Especially you dirty little whores.
Yeah, dirty birdies.
Kept that thing going.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When my time
on earth is gone and my activities here are past. I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Pebbles, you too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
Even tastier than Chef Boyardee. The Don and Mike Show.
You want to try sales guy Jonathan?
Yeah, is he back at the ranch?
No. But he's on his cell.
He's on his cell and smoking his pipe.
And he's willing to discuss his appearance with us. And as you know, we can do this with people because if you've not been to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, get ready, handsome. It's like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, you and I, together.
Yeah, I think so. A little better looking.
This is Jonathan.
Jonathan, Robert Redford, and Paul Newman here.
And kind of interchangeable.
Yeah, like from The Sting.
Clooney and Pitt here.
Thank you, that's the more modern.
Clooney and Pitt.
Hey.
How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm well, thanks.
Are you out there selling the station right now, selling commercials?
Actually, I just parked the car. I'm walking into the station as we speak.
Ah, Jonathan, did you close any big deals today?
Unfortunately, Mike, no, I didn't.
Well, Jonathan, I'm sorry to hear that.
Come on into the studio. And do you have your pipe with you?
It's in the car.
Could you go get it in your car and bring it in?
Would you bring it in?
I'll go get it right now.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Come right up.
All right.
Double time.
Yes, pip-pip. Run. Jonathan.
Double time.
Unfortunately, Mike, I did not. I like him. I don't know why I like him, but I like him. Yeah, he's
Mike,
a nice guy.
I have to make a retraction here. Something I reported yesterday on this news program about Bubbles the Chimp.
Oh, yes.
Bubbles the Chimp is not dead.
Really?
Oh. He is not dead.
Was he shot?
Joe Jackson, Michael Jackson's father, in fact, did shoot Bubbles the Chimp when he found him in bed with Michael Jackson.
Right.
As reported by Chico DeBarge.
Right.
However, yesterday we were contacted after our show aired by California animal trainer Bob Dunn, who says he has Bubbles in his care.
And Bubbles has been wounded by a gunshot wound?
Yes, but Bubbles is in his 20s and is doing fine.
How do we get Bubbles on the show?
Well, Mike, monkeys don't speak on the telephone, but we are working on getting the guy Bob Dunn, because word got
to
back.
To come on the show?
Yeah. I don't know how. He must live somewhere in California where
did
our
Bubbles,
show is heard.
Did Bubbles leave Neverland immediately after the shooting?
These are the details we do not know.
I bet this guy might offer some details.
When he turned 18, probably.
All I know is that that's something that I had read like on MSNBC.com, that Chico DeBarge was alleging that he'd seen Michael giving the monkey a little ernie. And then I researched a little more. Joe Jackson's, who is Michael Jackson's dad, not the guy, is she really going out with him?
Right. Stepping out.
Great song. Killed the monkey. But then we get this email from California animal trainer Bob Dunn.
Bob Dunn.
The Dunster.
The Dunn man, the man of
Dunstinia.
He says it's a done deal. The shooting is a rumor, and it's... thank you, Robbie. That was the other thing he said in the message. The shooting is a rumor. He cannot confirm nor deny.
Of course.
Michael Jackson's father shot the monkey that he was having sex with.
Well, all right, so we don't know.
We'll get him on the show. Here now is sales guy, future executive of tomorrow, today, Jonathan.
Looking so dapper today.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What was that thing at high school that the nerds used to do? It was like
Career Day?
No, there was a group. It was Young. It was, God, it was like CJ's or.
A junior achievement.
Yes, J.A.
Junior achievement.
Yes, right.
You look like you are in the J.A. plan today. You've got the power tie on. You're not saying a word. You've got the overcoat. You've got the scarf happening.
You don't have your little facial hair. Where was your facial hair?
I shaved that off. It wasn't professional.
Was that the beatnik that you had?
I went to California for a week at the beginning of the year, and I let it grow then. And
right.
When I came back, I had that West Coast state of mind, so I left it.
Groovy!
Is that happening? Now, do you have your pipe?
I do. I have it right here.
Now, dude.
Yeah, now that's professional.
Is there any tobacco in it?
There is a bit.
Okay, do you want to
spark that up?
Want to spark that up for a minute so we can just observe?
I don't have light.
And I'll
you got a lot.
Are we allowed to do that?
Shocker. I want to inspect the contents of the pipe anyway.
Buzz.
This will be the first
And I believe
time.
Joe Artinger's like fighting not to come into the studio right
this
now.
This will be the first time we've had a lit pipe in here since Tony Coulter left.
Okay, here we go. Jonathan is now lighting up.
Lighting up. Sparking up.
Now, here's the thing. What was it last week one day? The thing is, he looks like he's 17 years old. He looks like he's 17 years old.
Very young.
Wearing his dad's clothes to work. And the other day, I pass him in the hallway, and he says, Don, I'm going to the smoke shop. Can I pick you anything up?
They're very thoughtful.
Yeah,
Jonathan being very thoughtful.
And I appreciate it, but the thought that you are standing there now with a goddamn pipe, what is the deal with the pipe?
Instead of smoking a cigar when you're driving, setting it in the ashtray, you know, and it smokes a lot, you can light a pipe and you can it let it go out. And
how long have you been smoking a pipe?
About 4.5 months.
4.5 months. There you go. It's a new thing.
I like cigars back before cigars were cool.
Don, it's not a Sherlock Holmes pipe. It is a granddad's pipe. It's the pipe your dad used to smoke.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's called a sitter. Because you can sit it.
Oh, you can sit it. Okay. All right. And what kind of tobacco do you have in there?
It's a Dunhill 965.
Oh, so you've got some expensive stuff in there.
But listen, a cigar is cool, though. I mean, even back when I started smoking cigars, they weren't cool. Then they were cool. Then they weren't cool again. Now who cares? But I'm telling you, that's a cooler look for a young guy like you.
A pipe?
No, a cigar.
Oh.
Maybe the pipe is like, setting his own little trend here, you know?
Now, do you do that when you're out and about? When you're
no, it's really pretentious if you go out and smoke a pipe.
Sure, right.
Because you know what it says? The pipe.
Gay.
Yeah, the pipe says rape me.
Oh, really?
And it's towards men.
Do me like Masterpiece Theater.
So you smoke it in the car?
Well, yeah. If you're
you smoke it at home?
No, I don't smoke at home.
You don't?
No.
Oh, so the girlfriend doesn't like it?
Well, I don't live with her.
You don't live with her.
So why don't you smoke it at home if you can do whatever you want at home?
Well, I rent, so I can't smoke in the house. But
sure
I
can.
I prefer not to anyway.
That's a pleasant smoke. You know, so the car is it, and maybe occasionally coming up and down the hallway here?
Down the hallway. Yeah, if I see Don.
How is it being received among your sales peers?
The same way.
Good question.
They think I'm either gay or...
They think you're an ass.
They're laughing. Or an ass.
Okay. I expect to see bubbles come out of it the first time. And now you are...
He does have the technique, though, the way he's holding it.
Sure.
You know, and it's going with the overcoat and the scarf and the whole look of trying to look like dad. You know? He's trying to do
it. You know what you look like? You look like one of those movies. I think Tom Hanks was in one of these movies. There were two of them at the same time. Dudley Moore was in one of them.
Right.
Where, maybe it wasn't Tom Hanks, but it's where the dad and the kid swap bodies.
Sure. Yes, exactly right.
That was Fred Savage and Judge Reinhold.
That's right.
And I think probably the reason Judge Reinhold's career has done so well.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
John Norman. What's up, guys?
Hi, Johnny. What's going on?
I don't know.
I just wanted to tell you that it was a couple of months ago that Jonathan was in a pinch for a spot. He likes to use tobacco as payment also.
Oh, he likes to pay for with tobacco?
I went to a smoke shop and bought me a couple of packs of cigarettes.
That's nice. That is nice. So that's Jonathan's way of making Rob, this is a good point. Yeah, he resembles a swishy Hugh Beaumont.
I expect to see a copy of the Saturday Evening Post under his arm.
Yeah. It's a throwback. He's a throwback.
You mean
no
leave,
doubt.
It, leave it to Beaver's dad was a faggot?
Yes, absolutely.
It's a young
fag, yeah.
Back before it was cool to be a faggot.
Yeah.
You're making it cool.
He's a trendsetter.
You're making it happen, Jonathan.
How does your girlfriend here at the station, not your regular girlfriend, but your girlfriend here at the station, how does she feel about the bike?
BA does not approve of any kind of smoking.
Oh, really?
Really. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's too bad.
She complains when she gets in the car and can smell it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Smell it.
Makes love making very difficult.
Smell the beast.
Yes. When you're making the beast, you don't want to smell the beast.
Now, you might want to smell it while you're making it.
This is true.
Johnny, thank you for the tipping.
All right, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's John. Oh, and he's the big voice in today's
voice. He's big voice.
No, don't spoil it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Buzz.
I didn't know
that I had to go behind that curtain, Oz. Hey.
Hey.
So your man's here.
I know.
Looking smart. And Beth Ann, would you please come
in? Give him a new nickname.
What?
The professor.
Would you come get the digital camera, please?
Sure.
Yes.
And let's get his picture up for the website.
Okay.
Dean Jones stars
in.
It's got to be in today's recap.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what he needs? He needs his glasses down on his nose.
Let's see. Put them down on your nose a little bit, Jonathan. There you go. Professor, now put the pipe in the mouth. This will be the picture right here. Looking at a picture.
What
day? Yeah, I'm going to run upstairs and get the camera.
Okay. All right. Now.
We never have that camera available, do
no,
we?
Never. No, we don't.
It's always Jag, where's the camera?
Oh, guys.
And 20 minutes later.
Just to let you know, today I did go to my second appointment at the urologist for kidney stones, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
So oh, that's right. You told me that last week. You were going through the same thing. Now, have you passed them yet?
I passed the one. I've got a couple more in there and a fresh prescription for Percocet. Support was cool to
look at him.
He cracks me up.
He's holding.
I can't not like this guy.
He holds up the prescription for the meds. Look at him. Like,
yeah, I can talk that. See, in his own little way, he knows like the way of this business.
Playing the game, but incidentally.
Percocet, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, I got the pipe, I got the glasses, the prescription for Percocet. Don't think I'm going to use all of them.
Here's my question for you. Where were you, or where was my doctor, 2 weekends ago, when I call him up with kidney stones, and he said, let's give it 48 hours. I go, it's killing me.
Right.
Well, I would strongly recommend some Advil.
This guy gave him to me and told me to carry him with me everywhere I go. He said, always keep it filled.
Yeah. Oh, remember, you can't smoke Percocet.
Right.
Wow, you can or try.
Hey, you want to, you know, you crumble it up in the pipe and do that. You know, the celebrity Jonathan most resembles is 6 Minute Abs.
Oh, that guy.
You know, I know that guy. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, hi, Matthew.
I really didn't even need to get through. I just wanted to tell your boy Joe that the movie that you guys were talking about was Kirk Cameron and Dudley Moore was in that movie where they swapped. But
yeah, but there was another one, too.
Aren't there, like, 15 movies like that?
Probably. There was another one that Rob was right about with Fred Savage.
Right.
Thank you, though. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, listen, I'm down here in Clearwater Beach. I heard you guys. It's Ybor City. Ybor, not Ybor.
Oh, that's right.
I'll get you guys from Stogies. Give me an address.
We always get that wrong. It is Ybor City. Now, hold on, Bethann, hold on. He's got a pose for this.
Hold on, Bethann's going to take Jonathan's picture right now for the website.
Now, take out the prescription like you're reading it. And you're looking at it quizzically, and you have the glasses down on the nose, and that's going to be the look.
Okay, hold on. There's the photo for the website. There you go. Beautiful.
Sounds like that song.
Well, listen, so we don't sound like dopes again. How do you pronounce that part of Tampa Bay?
Ybor City.
The Y is, don't pronounce the Y.
Okay, thank you. We must have sounded like
Yeah, exit 22nd Street. Listen, I'm going over there probably this weekend anyway. Friday night party.
Say hello to the Fuente family for me.
Hey, you want stogies from there, guys, or what? I can get you some.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it, aren't you?
You can tell I am. But, yeah, my friend, how do I put this?
You can't afford his taste.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I sure can.
Thank you, buddy.
I live out here in Island Estates. You know where that's at, Clearwater?
I know where that is.
He can't afford it.
Well, I can't afford it. Sure I can.
I'll import them
from Cuba for you guys. What do you want?
No, listen, dude, besides, we got busted one time at the airport. We don't mess with Cubans anymore.
Yes.
That's because you flew out of Tampa, that's why.
Well, I've never been regular since that day.
do you want the
stogies
or not?
Listen, of course, hold on a second.
Gifts are always welcome. Sure.
Don and Mike Show, hello. This is a call for you, Jonathan, it appears. Greg.
All right. I didn't know Sherlock and I had a strange relationship.
What? What idiot? Are you done?
Are you quoting from Sherlock Holmes?
No, I'm not.
What are you doing? What are you talking about? What are you saying?
The pipe. Sherlock Holmes and the pipe.
Yeah, what about it?
Forget it.
No, we're not letting you off the hook.
Joe, get him back.
God. I hate that when that happens.
Yeah,
you can't get away with it. If nobody understands what you're doing, you at least have to try to explain it.
Yeah. Would you like to see someone put in the book, boy?
Not me.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I would love to.
Would you like to see someone else put in the book?
Yeah, we'll just book him.
Okay. All right. See, now watch. Joe, fast as lightning. Well, that was Rob opening the door. That wasn't really Joe, fast as lightning.
16 ants sitting on a fence.
But Joe will get his number. Hello, Jason. Don and Mike Show. Jason.
Yeah, that movie, that stupid-ass movie is Vice Versa.
Vice versa.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not very good. It's pretty bad.
Right, but we've all seen it, so what does that say about us?
Uh-huh.
Joe, you got the guy's numbers? We can call him back and put him in the book. Let Jonathan put him in the book this time. Jonathan with his big pipe.
We get the first name and the last initial, Jonathan. That's the way we do that.
Jonathan wearing his daddy's overcoat.
Mm-hmm.
That nice tie.
How was the week overall, Jonathan? Did you make some killer deals?
Not productive, Mike.
not productive
in the
least. Not a good week?
No.
What do we got here?
Keep at it, son.
What? He slipped through the cracks.
Oh, what a shame that is.
Hey, Jonathan, want a thrill? Want a yellow Joe? Want to tell Joe that's his fault to catch a bad caller?
Absolutely.
You got it. Because the guy's number was on the screen. It's Joe's job. Go ahead. Feel free. Put on some headphones and yell at Joe. Hey, put Joe on. I'm going to let Jonathan yell at him. Come on, Beth Ann. Don't take the bullet for him.
Hello?
Joe.
Yes?
Joe, you've reached a new low in incompetence by losing that caller.
Well,
all you had to do was get the number from the caller so he could be put into the book. We needed a first name and a last initial, and we couldn't even get that.
Well, I thought I was dealing with the cigar guy.
I said good day, sir.
That sounds fun.
Screw you and your pipe.
Joe. All right, thank you. I would say that goes advantage Ardinger.
Absolutely.
All right, Jonathan, you and your silly pipe. Get out of here, boy.
Have a good weekend with your pipe and say hi to that hot girlfriend of yours.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Have a good weekend.
There he goes.
There you go.
You know who thinks you're hot? Michael Jackson. Serious. He wants to give you some Jesus juice.
He's a funny kid.
Yeah.
He is. He's, you know, as we said before, I think first time he came in, kind of unflappable.
Yeah, very much so.
Jesus juice and give you the prostate test.
That's right.
Up in the plane. Sweet little Jonathan.
What? You're 25.
Would you like to come and see my monkey?
You look 17. We'll be right back.
Would you like to see my chimp?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
No fake breasts, no condoms, right. All naked sex,
right.
And entertainment value. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. You go there today, and in the daily recap of the show, it's exciting to read what we've said on the radio, like a transcript. It's very exciting to read.
Oh, it's riveting. It's great reading.
You'll be able to see a picture of Jonathan the sales boy.
Well, that's all well and good. And, you know, I know that when I was talking about Rob's picture yesterday, I said, really don't even pay attention to the store. But the real reason I think you ought to stop by is to pick up a handy souvenir that's great. You know, winter's almost over.
And, Mike, all I will say in relation to the store, and I am not the whore that you are, and thank you for being the whore.
Thank you.
I will say that I did talk to our manufacturer.
Mm.
Congratulations. All items now available up to 3XL.
How about that, huh? Hey. Up to 3XL. So for the big men, you know, I'm thinking of the guys that were playing the game yesterday on the show.
And we've had some people call and say that the items that we're peddling are simply not large enough.
Big enough. What a wonderful opportunity it is for you in the home audience to dive in and go to www.donandmikewebsite.com and just click on the store and take advantage of those fantastic opportunities that you get. It's really worthwhile.
It's a selfish question, but only 3X?
Yes, only 3X.
Yeah, we had a 4X call.
I'll wait.
All right. Where's the honey, Junior?
Jonathan left his organizer in here, and I swear to God, it's blank.
You're surprised?
No, hold on.
Nothing
really
in there
is.
At all.
Hold on, it really is.
There's three business cards, one of which is his.
Right.
One is for a tobacconist.
Hold on, what is this?
Dear Beth Ann.
Age receivables report for the month of February 2005.
$2.
No, hold on a second. Now, is this how much a client is paying for commercials or how much Jonathan is making?
That sound you hear is Jonathan sprinting down the hallway right now.
Let me see.
He just swallowed his pipe.
This is his playbook.
Because I see $50. No, $650, I see.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this is almost like the time that Matt Elliott from the Redskins left
gave you the playbook.
His playbook in here and said to me, I don't care if you read it on the air. And we didn't understand anything that we were reading, but he got
shortly
in
thereafter,
big trouble.
Shortly thereafter, he was no longer on the Redskins.
He was.
Yeah. A coincidence, I'm sure.
All right, let's see. And what does he have written down? Oh, hold on. He does have something for...
How's his March looking?
Okay, I'm on, what is today? Today's the 4th?
Yeah, the 4th.
Okay. 4 days
in.
He had nothing for today. Yesterday. Call New York for Hustler. I'm not lying. Is that what, call New York for Hustler.
How about that?
Jamie and Playboy.
Wow.
What's he up to anyway?
What is he up to? He's creepy that way.
Hugh Hefner pipe.
What is this? Then he's got, he had a meeting on Sunday. He was with Toyota.
Here he comes. He's coming in right now.
Who's here? Jonathan, they're going through your organizer.
And I'm just going to write down something that he's going to be doing tomorrow. And I've written it in red.
Good.
And put a little heart by it so you won't forget it. Mike, see what I wrote for tomorrow?
John, she doesn't go for that. It's Lent.
There you go. With my best wishes.
That's lovely. That's terrific. What's the Hustler thing, Jonathan? I have to ask
you.
What's
up?
What's the Playboy
Hustler?
Thing?
Just we picked up the Loveline show, just trying to do a little bit of advertising with some of those.
Makes sense.
Those on Loveline.
Gotcha. You should never leave that stuff in the studio.
You're absolutely right.
There he goes. Can't wait to see you at the Hustler meeting. I wrote,
well, I don't think we're interested in buying anything right now.
Wrote real big in red Sharpie.
Yes.
I wrote, must AF Beth Ann. And then put a little heart below it.
He won't be keeping that page in there.
I don't think so.
That's for sure.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. I don't get this about Bill Cosby, that there were the dope and grope stories about all these broads that he's had encounters with, and it seems that everything has died down, right?
Mm-hmm. They've decided not to press charges.
Well, they didn't. The original, I mean, the what started this whole thing, they completely dropped it, right?
Mm-hmm. And then other women stepped forward, and they wanted to be part of this, and then they all... So, listen, as far as anybody was concerned, this Bill Cosby thing was done.
Well, the one woman came forward after 30 years.
Now he's doing damage control, and you're not going to guess who he's chosen to be his voice on this.
Geraldo.
No, the National Enquirer.
Really?
Because the National Enquirer, remember when his kid was killed and Bill Cosby's kid was killed?
Yeah.
They offered $100,000.
Right.
Reward to find the killer.
Right.
So, Bill Cosby would like you to know, this will be in the Enquirer that I think it'll be out, if not tomorrow, on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He did nothing wrong. I'm going to give you his quote. I'm not going to give in to people who try to exploit me because of my celebrity status. He did say, also, looking back on it, I realize that words and actions can be misinterpreted by other people.
Oops.
And unless you're a supreme being, you can't be perfect.
Unless you're a supreme being, you can't touch the grope and grab ass.
Danny also says that to Camille, that's his wonderful wife, I'm not saying what I did was wrong, but I apologize to my loving wife.
I apologize.
I
occasionally I'd be sitting down and, you know,
I do not get it.
Fingers would do the wandering. You're very pretty.
And then there's this about the big fat gay guy from Survivor, Richard Hatch.
Yes. Richard Hatch, right. The original.
Buzz, you had it on your news show that he was he owed like
some trouble with the IRS.
Right.
He didn't pay some back taxes apparently.
Yeah, he had won $1 million and he had to go to see the feds to plead guilty yesterday for income tax evasion.
So does that mean, when I read that story originally, does that mean that he got the $1 million like they just gave him a check and then it was up to him?
I'm not sure.
To pay his own, that's what it is, Rob?
Okay, so hold on, I got it. You're right, Mike.
Okay.
They gave him $1 million. He did not pay taxes on the $1 million.
You know, like game shows, don't game show. No, I guess it's always on the contestant.
Yeah. And right. Remember the fervor that surrounded that first season of Survivor, and he thought he was going to get away with getting that $1 million.
So listen, here's the deal. So the IRS says you got $1 million for winning the show. Where's the taxes?
Right.
He cut a deal with them. I think Buzz reported that on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was the day that he was supposed to show up. He didn't show.
Uh-oh.
So now the IRS and prosecutors say that they will get a grand jury. And they are going to pursue every possible charge against Richard Hatch. And you know who's most excited about this?
Ooh.
Susan Hawk. Now, do you remember?
Not so far,
remember this
yeah.
broad, the bus driver?
Didn't.
The truck driver?
And he rubbed up against her when he was naked, and she
yeah,
went
that was
off
on Survivor All-Stars.
Right.
On the first one, though, she was the one that said, maybe not to Richard Hatch, but she's the one that said, if you were drowning of thirst, I wouldn't.
She said that to Jerry.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
said that to
right.
Jerry.
Right.
But on the Survivor All-Stars is when he was naked again, and she thought that he didn't accidentally rub up against her.
Right. So they get Susan Hawk, and they ask her what she thinks.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they say, she laughed and laughed and laughed. She's living in Arizona. Uh-huh. She says, Richard Hack thinks he is beyond everybody and everything. Now his big, fat, gay ass is going to jail.
Oh, wow.
She says...
She's such a loving person.
She says, I'm not beyond vengeance. I thought it would take years. I've got a gut feeling. I've got fans in the IRS. Isn't real life a lot funnier than TV?
Wow. Fans
Sue Hawk.
Interesting.
Now, I know that she was one of the people that we were interested in chatting with. Hey, Beth Ann, when you were looking for Sue Hawk...
She at one point owned a juice bar in Las Vegas. Yeah. When we first found out that he had didn't report the $1 million win on his tax returns,
right.
I tried to find her. And I got in touch with the person who now owns the juice bar, and they didn't have any information.
She gave it to her brother.
He lived in Colorado.
Tony, right?
Thank you.
Sorry. Well, sometimes I got to jump in, Mike.
I understand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a delicious juice bar, though. She made all their own juice herself.
But it wasn't Tony. It was Ethan.
Wow. Okay.
And, of course, their mother.
Who?
Kitty.
Thank you.
The Hawks.
Thank you very much. King of the Hawks. God, I get killed with that one.
Tony, and you know, that's relevant because that guy...
Tony, I had that one already, Beth Ann.
I can't hear you.
That's relevant because that guy flew around the world yesterday, so... Kitty Hawk works.
Good day to you, Beth Ann. I said good day. Ellen DeGenitals has problems down there.
Good night, everybody. It's been a hell of a week of shows.
She has polyps.
Oh, really? Oh,
polyps down there.
Oh, what a shame.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah. No. Oh, you're grossing me out now. What's that?
I'm thinking of a way that problem could be taken care of.
Oh, my God. Incisors?
the way that Ed used to take care of Johnny's
problem.
With her brand new hot girlfriend from that Fox show.
Portia de Rossi.
Yeah.
Right.
And then there's this also about celebrities that are not feeling well.
Okay.
Now, you judge yourself.
Okay.
We got this press release from Dick Clark's office. We called and we asked about the health of Dick Clark.
Yes.
We received the following missive. Dick is feeling great. I'm going to read this to you as it's written to us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your interest in Dick Clark. Dick is feeling great. Dick is still on the mend from the minor stroke he suffered 3 months ago. Dick is at home. He's continuing rehab. He's walking. Not to the extent that we'd like to see, but he's making progress. Doctors are happy with his progress. Doctors are telling him he'll be there for the New Year's countdown 2006.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. He expects to be there. Is Dick 100%? No. Sincerely, so...
We're going hopping. We're going hopping today. We're Dick's a-popping.
Let him on your list.
They'll be away.
I think the trifecta will be my dog, Rudy.
Bandstand.
Because he's so goddamn important to me.
Right.
The Pope. And who knows? Maybe Dick Clark. Maybe Dick Clark.
So, and we have not seen any photographs or video.
No, was not of Dick. The ball is dropping resistance. I'm walking.
What do you got? He's got in your computer,
Dick's
Buzz.
Dick's the cover story on the new issue of the National Enquirer, and the headline screams, Dick Clark, let me die.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, that's...
TV legend tells pals, let me die.
That's let me die. Yes. Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, dear.
I mean, that's awful.
No, it is horrible.
Maybe that's a practical joke that he set up with Ed.
Speaking of dying, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. You saw that Law and Order show last night that has Frasier's wife on it. Bebe Neuwirth.
Oh, yes.
The
great
new Law and Order show. Right. Jerry Orbach, the actor who's dead now, did his last couple of episodes of Law and Order on this new show.
Trial by Jury, it's called.
And man, I tell you, He looked like a wax dummy.
Really? He looked horrible?
I mean, he was skinny. His voice was not loud. I mean, I think the guy is a great actor, and I've enjoyed his work on Law and Order.
That's a shame when they...
Lenny Briscoe, he's a great character actor, but...
They go right to the end, you know.
And I think they got like four more episodes that he's going to be on the show before he kicked.
Tonight is his last one.
Yeah, according to the ad we're running. Yes.
Oh, really?
And what they said is that the final couple scenes, all the lines are whispered. Because he couldn't raise his voice to match normal discussion.
That's
bad. But they'll get a big number out of it tonight. And that's all that really matters.
In the world of media.
Oh, God damn, I'm running out of time here. I just want to tell you, Mike, do you have any idea who Melvin Simpson is?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's O.J.'s brother.
I didn't know he had a brother.
And he's a shuttle bus driver at the San Francisco airport.
It's a big gig.
He got into an accident and accidentally killed one of his passengers.
Ooh.
How did O.J. react to this news? He had a press conference. He's furious because he said his brother is bringing down the family name.
Making a look bad.
I'm not making this up.
What is something eventually going to happen to O.J.?
I'm not making this up.
Shut up, O.J.
Here it is. Here's the quote from O.J.
Unbelievable.
This is making me look bad.
Oh, my God.
That's the quote from O.J.
Oh, God, he is a psycho.
O.J., okay, then...
Hasn't everybody said seriously that eventually O.J.'s going to pull it again? He's going to do it again?
Sure.
Either that or crack up or something.
I don't think so. He got away with it once, I think.
But if he got away with it, you'd be on a desert island far away somewhere. You wouldn't be making stupid quotes to the press and stealing, you know, satellite TV.
I forgot about him stealing DirecTV.
You wouldn't be doing that.
Well, I got to feel good. I'll give it to you in just a couple of seconds. There's a guy from Australia named Albert Cutler. He has worked as an EMT for almost 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a very strong opinion on resuscitation. He thinks it sucks. He really doesn't like...
Doesn't it really blow?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're going to be technical about
it. And he thinks it doesn't work.
Oh, really?
Now, the quote is something like, out of the hundreds of people that he's been in contact with, when they've had it's not turned out well.
Really?
So he just turned 80. And for his birthday, he got a tattoo on his chest in big 10-inch letters. Do not resuscitate.
That's funny.
Because he's found when people come to the hospital, unless you're wearing like one of those medic alert bracelets,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They go ahead and resuscitate you.
Right.
He wanted to make sure when he kicks.
DNR.
So we'll try to have that picture up on the website. And, then one more great one. You'll love this. They're having lamb chops last night. Somewhere, of course, in Alabama. I know, Huntsville, Alabama. Does it really matter?
No,
Birmingham,
right.
It's Alabama.
Even though they ate the lamb down there.
Anyway, you know. They're having lamb chops, and Julie Smith says to her mom, these are undercooked, and her mom says, these are delicious. And Julie Smith stabs her mom 72 times with a fork. And then beats her.
Jesus.
And then beats her with the lamb chops.
Oh, man, should have served steak.
So that's all I got for you.
You ever eaten undercooked lamb?
Oh, hold on. One more. Last field. God, we're so late. Guy goes into, they tell me this wouldn't flip your kids out. This is in Aurora, Illinois, right by Chicago. Guy goes into a Chuck E. Cheese with his family.
Right.
And he notices that there's a guy at the salad bar, which is an idiotic idea at Chuck E. Cheese because it's germ city.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, there's a guy, and he's stealing food. He's not paid for this. So Chuck E. Cheese calls 911,
mm-hmm.
And they say, we've got a robbery in process. And this one dad that's bringing legal action against Chuck E. Cheese has got his kid in there having the party. Well, the cops show up with their full regalia, mm-hmm. And they say, what's going on? And the Chuck E. Cheese people, and the place is full of kids.
Right.
The Chuck E. Cheese people say, see the guy over there? He's stealing
salad.
So they go over to the guy, and the guy starts to put up a fight. And anyway, the cops pull out their tasers. And the guy's a big guy. He's 350 pounds. It takes four cops with their. And I love those episodes of the show Cops when they taser people.
Sure.
Anyway, it takes four cops tasering this guy
to subdue him.
And they said that there was between 60 and 85 crying children.
Oh my God!
In the Chuck E. Cheese, wondering why the police were shooting the man who was having the salad.
Don't you have to kind of pay at Chuck E. Cheese?
Have a nice weekend,
everybody.
That's what they were saying.
It could have been worse. He could have fallen into the ball pit. Yeah.
You want to talk about a germorium?
Yeah. Have a very, very nice weekend.
What a pay.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. Sure. You're reinstated for free.
The Don and Mike Show.
Happy birthday, Tracy baby. It's the Don and Mike Show.
So, Mike, I can't make you a promise about the Groaners because,
yes,
as you know, they're gone today.
Right.
They may be back on Monday. I don't know. The big voice guy is mad, as you heard. He had diarrhea.
Hurry back, my sweet.
Joe wants to play the game.
Exciting.
So Joe has now made his own tape that we're going to play for you.
Always very interesting.
Like the big voice guy.
You know, I've made it a point over my career not to crack the comedy writing circle of this show. I don't interfere with that. It's a lesson that has not been learned by my colleague, Mr. Ardinger.
No, I've not heard these. I've just been told that Joe's prepared a bit.
Uh-huh.
Joe, the bit that you've prepared is what?
It's, well, I don't want to spoil it.
No.
But it's like the Groaners.
It's Deep Voice Guy.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Deep Voice Guy.
All right. So I just roll it, right?
Huh?
I just roll the disc you gave me?
Sure, yeah. Just roll it.
It'll speak for itself.
All right. Thanks. Bye, Joe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Hi, Mike. This is Joe. By the way, how do you feel about the untimely death of James Garner?
Oh, Joe.
Hey, Rob, how about some Groaners for my friend Mike?
That's from Joe.
British accented Groaners.
God.
Robot.
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 Robot. Joe is retarded.
Parrot.
He's doing Tom Gavin with the Billy Big Voice.
Joe.
Hi, Mike. This is Joe. By the way, how do you feel about the untimely death of James Garner?
This might be the
Hey, Rob. How about some Groaners for my friend Mike?
There you go. Okay, thank you, Joe. Home run. And now, now let's see if we can follow that up. Big shoes to fill today. There we go, the Friday favorite, and it's... Oh, look.
How are you?
Vin Diesel.
It's good to see you.
Vincent Diesel.
Very exciting. That's a great radio.
What is your movie, your dumb movie with the duck?
I star this weekend in The Pacifier. The Pacifier is my attempt to move into more eclectic filmmaking. Not the traditional role that I would normally have as a big, beefy muscle man. I'm going to move into comedy.
It's worked for
Arnold, and I hope to soon make it into the comedy area. You know, he did it with Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, but you know...
I'm doing it. You know, there's no more Triple X for me.
It did not work out for Hulk Hogan when he was Commander Nanny Pants or whatever that... When he was the tough guy...
You know, I think when the duck bites me on the ear, this is wonderful. It's an atypical shaven head slapstick effort. I think you're going to enjoy it. I really do. How are you? Don.
Fine, Vin.
Vin Diesel here. How are you?
Big, stupid Vin Diesel.
Did you see the scene in the trailer where I'm bitten by the duck on the ear?
Yeah.
We have research, preliminary research that I've put together. This is great.
Oh, I forgot
this
you.
This is really, really great.
I forgot
great.
You have that little lisp that almost makes you
Vin
gay.
Diesel. This is a superlative effort.
It's been so long since
it's
you've
great.
Gone on the show.
I've had the lisp since Boiler Room. You loved me in Boiler Room.
I did.
Thank you, sir. We'll get right back to you.
Oh, that's when you've got...
How are you?
You've got the guy on the phone, and you're selling him the fake stock.
We'll be happy to send the order form over in the morning.
Would you like this sent to your office or to your beach house?
I'd like to... Would you like it sent to your office or your beach house? Thank you, sir. That's great. Anyway, I've done some research, and we are targeting the retarded audience. We are testing Pacifier is the number one movie in people with IQs below or at 75. All right? Would you like the money from this movie sent to your mansion or your yacht?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
So, Disney, and this
How
is
How are you?
This is a Disney movie, right?
This is a Disney movie.
So, Disney.
Disney. Disney, Diesel, do you get the connection? I think it's going to work great.
You mean they actually went out and did, like, focus groups and research?
They did focus groups to say...
Of people with an IQ below 75.
People that were borderline trainable, retarded. I was tested as being the most likable movie star. Retarded people found me to be as lovable,
yeah,
a He-Man character, more lovable than The Rock, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Chuck Norris, Dolph Lundgren, Sylvester Stallone, a number of others. Arnold, of course, has gone into politics, but they found me to be the most lovable big bully type that would be able to do a film like this. And that's why I'm happy to announce that in TARDS, this movie has tested overwhelmingly. I'm very excited about the prospects of this. I think it's going to be a big hit. I think it's going to be a super effort. I really do. Somehow every time I'm talking to you,
yeah,
the lisp seems to be getting worse and worse.
It does.
I'm not sure, but you've seen my work. I found that I stretched my acting chops in Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh, that was a major success for you.
As far as I could go.
A major success for you, Vincent.
I ranked in lovableness between Felix the Cat and SpongeBob SquarePants. Have you seen SpongeBob SquarePants?
I have not.
He sucks.
He's no good.
He's not as good as the pacifier. But unfortunately, we went to press, as it were, before we could change the name. My audience of 75 IQs,
yeah,
not understanding pacifier.
Right.
Three-syllable words, what very, very pacifier, four-syllable words. Couldn't be accepted.
Why couldn't you just call it, like, the 90-night?
No, Binky. Binky was what we were going to use.
Sucky Suck?
The Binky.
Sucky Suck.
Or we would
binky.
Make a longer title, which would be the thing you stick in your mouth when your baby's crying. But unfortunately, that was not market there.
That.
There are several people in the double-digit IQs that might go see the film, and the pacifier was accepted, but the critics are loving it.
Now, you know what?
Diesel is inane. How about that, huh?
That's nice.
Inane works.
You know what is sad?
Yes, what's sad?
Is that Buzz and I were chatting about the possibility of doing
Would you like the copy of the movie sent to your mansion or your yacht?
We were talking about the possibility of taking our wives to see that John Travolta movie, Be Cool.
Be Cool.
And I mentioned that in every review I've seen,
yes,
your movie, this stupid retarded pacifier, is getting better reviews than Be Cool with John Travolta.
I happen to have one right here.
Oh, a review?
This excited me greatly.
Now, does it mention...
share this for you.
Does it mention... What is this, USA Today?
This is USA Today.
Well, that's a good newspaper. That's a newspaper for retards.
Yes. This is wonderful.
What's it say?
The pacifier is Diesel domesticated.
Huh.
Whatever you want to call it, Disney's The Pacifier is low on diesel fuel. I like that. Don't you like that?
Well, that sounds like a slam to me.
Yeah, though probably amusing enough if you're part of the intended demographic, which I was explaining to you before.
Yeah, I don't think, in USA Today, I don't think...
Our ad campaign in Trainable Tribune promises no mathematics. Looking forward to that. If you have trouble with deep thoughts, see the pacifier. It's escapist fun.
Now,
I think you'll enjoy yourself.
USA Today, do they identify the target audience as this, the cutoff for the IQ at 75?
Okay. I'll read it to you.
Okay, please do.
I'll read the whole sentence.
Okay.
All right. If you're part of the intended demographic, which appears to be the age, the age group that likes to stick fingers up noses.
Is that what it says?
That's what it says. I say right on.
Yeah.
Because not only, you know, that's not just confined to children. There are many adults that enjoy picking their noses, too.
Now, what would you say?
You'll laugh until you make doo-doo.
What would you say to the three-digit person out there, the person with the three-digit IQ, thinking about seeing this movie because you have some type of on-screen charisma or whatever? Give me the thinking man's pitch.
One of the things I've done since I've come to Hollywood is I've actually tried to be a realist. And the fact of the matter is that three-digit IQs might have a little trouble enjoying this movie. It might be just a tad beneath them.
What's the cutoff?
I don't mind admitting that.
You think a 90 IQ would go see your movie?
Oh, no.
An 80?
I think the cutoff is 75.
Right at Forrest Gump.
That's the nose. And then the picking of the nose, people sticking fingers in their noses. The cutoff point would be people that are concerned about doing that while others look, and people that aren't. People that aren't will enjoy this movie.
And Disney does this research.
The greatest big joy I liked was improving with the duck. The duck and I worked very well together.
Oh, that's good.
We had a wonderful time. Many are concerned that I'm stupid, but I did complete grade 10.
All right.
Would you like the free tickets sent to your mansion or your yacht? All the things I do for my country. All right. The pacifier. Its contrived plot creaks. And star Vin Diesel isn't very light on his feet. I'm a heavy guy.
Listen, that's not a positive review.
Comedically speaking, yet the pacifier has a few amusing moments.
Nice.
Amusing moments.
That's not a rave.
I rest my case.
That's not a rave.
I rest my case. You're going to enjoy yourself. It's a great romp. That's the word they told me to use.
Romp.
It's a cinematic romp.
Hey, now, what if you take that word, romp,
yes,
and put a U instead of the O?
Rump. Foreign release will be good. French tards love Vin. Rest assured, it will be hot, baby.
Hey, they Vin?
Now, listen. I want to warn everyone.
Yeah.
If you're going just to take the children, there are a few boob jokes in this.
Oh. Okay.
So I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Okay. There are a few boob jokes that you have to be aware of. But I think all in all, it's going to be a real fun movie, The Pacifier, and I'm looking forward to doing many movies. The Pacifier, diapers, baby mobiles that you hang over the crib.
You ever heard of Donald Trump?
Yes.
Take the T off his last name.
Rump.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy. You could have written the script for The Pacifier. I like your talent level.
What's your IQ, Vin?
My IQ, it varies dramatically. Sometimes I'm there, sometimes I have my off days, but I say it's
describe
anywhere.
Describe there. What's the number
anywhere
there?
A good, I have a large range. Anywhere between 65 and 87. Somehow floating around. Would you like those statistics sent to your yacht or your mansion? I think it's going to be great. But I asked if I could get a tattoo, one of those temporary tattoos printed on my neck of a baby's pacifier.
Uh-huh.
They said no go. I will also make a fish move. I will be Vin Diesel. A fish movie?
Fish movie.
M-O-V. Yes, a fish movie. A movie fish. Fish move. Finn. Finn Diesel, the incredible Mr. Diesel. That's fantastic. The Apple Diesel gang.
I'll give you 15 seconds.
It should be very exciting.
I'll give you 15 seconds now to give a hard sell.
The incredible Mr. Diesel.
Hard sell.
Yes.
To your target audience right now for this movie.
Okay, we can't have any distractions.
Okay, you got to speak their language.
Okay.
Eric. Okay.
Well, hello. How are you? Are you looking for something fun to do this weekend? My friend, pay attention now.
Almost out of time.
Do you like the movies? Go see the pacifier. You'll laugh. That's it. That should get done. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait.
Have someone take you. Have someone take you that's smarter.
We're going to play a little bunch of Jeopardy here with the fantastic Vin Diesel.
Yeah. How about Vin Poppins? I fly in on an umbrella and I kick some kid's ass.
Phone number 877-365-3636. You know that from Canada and Mexico. It's 800-636-1067.
Don't pick your nose in public. And would you like the boogers sent to your mansion? Or your yacht. I eat scabs, too.
Oh, I said that the other day.
I have lots of scabs.
Yeah, do you really?
Yes, I do. I have nacho scabs.
Do you have roid rage?
Roid rage?
Yeah, well, you know, from your steroid use.
Yes, of course.
You do.
But I'm right now on an evening medication that my doctor gave me.
Good.
I'm doing just fine. Uh-huh. It's going to be okay.
What do you think your IQ is right this moment?
Let me roll my eyes back in my head.
I think you do that Full Metal thing with your Full Metal Jacket thing with your eyes.
70. Go to see the pacifier.
70 for Vin Diesel.
I know you will like it when the duck bites me.
Call now to play.
Laugh, laugh, tee hee, ha ha. I like your sideburns.
About the Jeopardy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Failure to communicate.
The Don and Mike Show.
Do you want to discuss now my favorite color?
They have pouty, bee-stung lips. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Ben.
I'm late for my lifting. I'll be lifting tonight.
I want you to know that during the spots... Remember when you were looking at those pictures and you were answering those questions?
Yes, I enjoyed that segment.
You know what that was?
What was that?
That was an IQ test.
How did I do? This is good. This is funky.
56.
Rock and roll. Anytime I can be better than the rest of the country, I give a thumbs up to that.
Vin Diesel, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. It's great to be here in the United States. Now entering the studio is a man from San Ramon, California. Ah, San Ramon. Let's say hi to Maintenance Administrator Jerry Marshall.
Hello, Jerry.
Hey, OQ, Vin. Thanks for having me on.
And now entering the studio is contestant number two. Let's say hi from Reno, Nevada to environmental consultant Kevin Bottom.
Hey, Kevin.
How's it going, Don? What's up, Vin? Hey, Rob.
How's your bottom?
Nice after you touched it.
Hey, watch out. I'll break you in two. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Jerry and Kevin Bottom. Do not screw with LQ. And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Ben. Hello, Kevin. Hello, Jerry. Here are your categories, boys. Your categories are... Sing me some classic rock.
Talking is hard today.
Sing me some classic rock.
I like rock.
Name that dick. Vin Diesel movies.
Thank you. Thank you.
NFL free agency.
Hey, I like football.
New teams.
It's good.
And celebrity true or false.
New what?
New teams. Guys that have gone to new teams and free agency.
Is that in the... Is that in the NFL football category?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm writing them down.
Don't bother.
It will take too long.
Yeah. It's Sing Me Some Classic Rock.
Classic Rock.
Name That Dick.
When do we break dance?
Vin Diesel movies, NFL free agency, and celebrity true or false. And
good luck to you.
Jerry, we will start with you.
Okay, give me celebrity true or false.
How about a please from Mr. Geronimo?
Hey. I'm sorry, give me celebrity, please. True or false? Please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vin.
You're welcome. I'll look out for you.
Thank you.
That sucks when they don't
thank
say
you,
please.
Thank you, 57.
Yeah. That's mine. 7 points above the national average.
Here you go. George Michael has quit the world of pop music.
What is
hey, dude, you got a 50-50 chance. You got to jump right in.
Kevin, your chance to steal.
What is true?
Right, George Michael officially quit, and no one cared. No one noticed, but he had a press conference.
$1 for you, Kevin. Select again.
Celebrity, true or false for two.
John Travolta is releasing an album of his favorite ballroom dancing songs.
What is false?
Jerry.
What is true?
It is true, of course it is.
You are both going to final low budget Jeopardy.
Give me celebrity true or false for three, please.
Shania Twain is creating her own perfume line.
What is true?
Also true.
$3 for Jerry. Select again, please.
And give me celebrity true or false for four.
Right. It's in my pants. Huh? There's only three in each category. Go to the next guy.
Come on, Knucklehead. You have to move to another category.
Vin Diesel movies.
Vin Diesel movies.
I sound like Howard De Silva. Go ahead, Jerry.
Vin Diesel. Here we go. His breakthrough role. He did not star in this film.
What is Riddick?
I would say no.
Kevin, your chance to steal.
Would that be Kevin?
Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought his answer was Kevin.
No.
Wait, didn't I say Kevin?
I don't know who you
said. Kevin, and I'm Jerry.
What?
Which guy answered?
Jerry answered, and now we moved on to Kevin, your chance to steal, right?
Kevin answered the original question and got it wrong. It goes to Jerry.
Oh, man, I'm having trouble keeping track right now.
Jerry?
Does Jerry have $5?
Jerry has three, I believe.
Jerry, what's the answer, Jerry?
The answer is, I do not know.
It's the Fast and the Furious.
All right. And that means that, Kevin, you are in control with $1.
Same.
Vin Diesel movies for two, please.
You get jokes. His first true full-blown action flick starring Vin Diesel.
Yeah!
What is the Chronicles of Riddick?
No. Jerry, your chance to steal.
You got me.
Triple X.
And that means, Kevin, you're in control.
Vin Diesel for three.
Semi-mobster flick, co-starred Barry Pepper. Actually, a great movie. Like, as good as Boiler Room.
Jerry, your chance to steal.
Okay, give me Name That Dick for one.
Jerry, your chance to steal.
Take $1 away from him.
Jerry, you knocked down to $2.
The answer is Knockaround Guys.
Do you want to keep him in control of the board or go back over to Kevin?
No, give it to Kevin.
All right, Kevin, you pick again.
NFL free agency for one?
Here we go. I tell you the name of the guy and you tell me what team he's going to. Okay? This is so easy. Drew Bledsoe.
What is Dallas Cowboys?
$1 for you. Select again, Kevin.
NFL for two.
Derek Mason.
What is Baltimore Ravens?
All right, yeah, good pickup for the Ravens.
$2, you have taken the lead. Select again.
NFL for three, please.
For three. Moose and Muhammad.
Who are the Bears?
There you go, that's a good category.
$3, you have run the category, and now select another one, Kevin.
I'm no fag. Name that dick.
Name that dick. Vice President of the United States.
Who is Richard Nixon? Yeah.
Wow.
Right, there you go.
Jerry, your chance to steal.
Who is Dick Cheney?
$1 for Jerry.
Good going, Kevin.
Come back. Nice one, Kevin.
Good going, Kevin.
Select again, Jerry.
Can we name that dick for two, please?
World's oldest teenager.
Who is Dick Clark?
Right, stroke victim.
We have quite a game going.
Yeah, I think we got two guys who fit the profile to go see your movie this weekend.
I hope they enjoy it. Look out for the duck. Select again.
Give me Name That Dick for three.
All right, last one in the Name That Dick. Host of the NFL Network.
Who is Dick?
Kevin, your chance to steal.
Who is Rich Eisen?
I want a Dick Eisen.
Oh, Dick Eisen.
Because that's right. One time, that was like the trick-up question there.
And Jerry, you're still in control.
Okay, give me Sing Me Classic Rock for one, please.
Okay, thank God, this is the last category. Van Halen, Panama.
Who is...
Do you understand?
Kevin.
Sing me some classic rock.
Kevin, your chance to steal.
What is Panama?
Can you give a little bit, as Supertramp said?
What is Panama?
There you go. Thank you. Just give a little bit more. Yeah, that's all we're asking for.
$1 for you. Continue, Kevin.
Classic rock for two.
Led Zeppelin. Whole Lot of Love.
What is Give Me a Whole Lot of Love?
All right, see, that's all we're looking for, because everybody knows that.
That's right. Okay, select again, Kevin.
Classic arc for three.
Styx, Mr. Roboto.
What is Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto, Domo?
Okay. Wow. Now he killed it, that category.
And that's the end of the first round of low-budget Jeopardy.
Yes, it is now with these two guys whose IQ is probably not the room temperature here. What is the score?
Kevin finishes with $13, and Jerry has $5, Lord Quizmaster.
All right, they did better than I thought. Guys, anything can happen in final low-budget Jeopardy. Good luck, and here is your category. It is big, fat, smelly butt. Big, fat, smelly butt.
Not mine.
Current age.
Not mine.
Current age, big, fat, smelly butt. Kirstie Alley. Don't forget. Answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
Mike thinks that's funny. All contestants on the Budget Jeopardy will receive Diesel Cream, the special cream that will bulk you up just like your favorite bulky comedy actor. Just rub my Diesel Cream over your tiny muscles and... and what's the fun is you bulk up to He-Man size. In a matter of weeks, Diesel Cream will take you from Wimpland to King Kong Land in no time. Now the disclaimer. Diesel Cream may cause irrational moments of rage, head size increase, and shrinkage of private parts. In some cases, Diesel Cream can cause hair loss, overdevelopment of breasts, or blindness. If you find you are dying, please seek medical attention. Diesel Cream, not affiliated with Major League Baseball. Now back to final low budget Jeopardy with Alex.
Vince.
Yeah.
Vincent. Okay, and our category is...
God, when's this game going to be over?
Big, fat, smelly butt. And...
my head hurts.
Who don't want to talk to you first here?
You want to talk to Jerry.
Jerry
from San Ramon.
Jerry, big, fat, smelly butt. It's the current age of Kirstie Alley.
What is 43?
Negativo.
I am sorry, Jerry. That knocks you down to zero.
Kevin, big, fat, smelly butt here. You could be a big, fat winner, current age of Kirstie Alley.
What is 44?
Negative.
Negatory.
Are you ready for this?
How old is she?
54.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
54. Yeah,
really?
Wow. No, I'm making it up.
Yeah, the fat has pushed away all the wrinkles.
Go ahead and Google it, you idiots. She's 54. Kirstie Alley's 54.
Wow. Oh, man, I want to kill that Christing duck.
are those the roids speaking now?
Yeah, the roids are getting to me. I'm in a lot of pain.
It's the type of game that, bless his soul, Alan Line 1 would have loved. We're not giving away one stinking penny. So listen, both Kevin and Jerry, don't go away bad. Just go away. Here's Vin Diesel. He'll tell you what you want. Vincent.
Are these the cards I'm supposed to read?
Lay it on us.
Here we go.
Okay.
Pay attention. You have won a $20 Tower Records gift card. Tower Records and Tower.com. Everything worth hearing is here. Hey.
Very good.
But wait.
There's more.
You have won a sleeve of Golf Dom Don and Mike Pro One.
Hold on. One. Can you hold it up?
Pro Voni. Pro Voni.
No.
Pro V1. Pro V. Yeah, right. So you say, listener.
Hold on, the guy on the phone can't see the script.
Yeah. Provoni.
He can't He's see the slug it. You're reading.
Goddamn duck! Golfdom Tyson's Corner. Live the game. Thank you, boys, and thanks for playing the game.
Great. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
Enjoy his movie this weekend.
Please go see The Diaperer. I mean,
The Pacifier.
The Pacifier.
The Pacifier.
That's my movie. It should rock. Got a duck. I'm so shrunken down there. Oh, man. The duck was not CGI.
It was
real.
Real duck.
Yes, I worked with it, and then I ate it. I had duck sushi.
You know, for being a dumb guy, you really are cocky.
Hey, you know, the thing is, would you like my movie profits sent to your mansion or your yacht? I'm Vin Diesel. Wouldn't you like to be me? I get chicks, and I'm stupid. It's a fun thing to be me. But there are drawbacks.
Such as?
I smell.
Wow.
Yes. Offensive.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Yeah, and it's not pit smell. No,
no, it's down there.
It's down there. Yes, down where I'm there. Where I'm shrinking.
57.
It's not good. Yeah, very tough.
Triple X. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He's fast as me.
He made it up.
He's furious. The Fast and the Furious.
Have you met Buzz? Yeah.
Vin.
Hi.
How you doing, man?
Hey, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
You're tiny.
What do you think? Yeah. What do you think his IQ is?
Probably higher than mine, right?
Guess Buzz's IQ.
Oh, man. Man, I'm thinking so much right now. I will say 59. No. Two points higher than me.
I think we got
it. We could probably double that.
We've got Buzz clocked at well over 100.
Oh, man, oh, man. That's
why he's the news guy.
Why is he doing your news? Why isn't he building your spaceship? I don't get these things. I don't. I know one thing.
What's that?
I am almost gone down there.
Oh, dear.
Seriously. Looks like a little child. That's sad. Not happy.
He'll turn Michael Jackson on.
G.I. Joe.
Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, you mean because G.I. Joe didn't even have anything. Smooth. He was like smooth.
That's
blasting.
Where I am almost. It just looks like a lump.
Buzz?
Yes. Three lumps.
What's your life story today?
Today, Martha's out of jail. The Robert Blake case goes to the jury. And Jay Leno wants special consideration in the Michael Jackson trial.
Welcome back to Martha.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Would you like the police jail guard sent to your mansion or your yacht?
Vincent?
Yes, Don.
That was very...
I don't know.
Professional.
Duh.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike?
Yep, I'm ready.
Hello, Buzz.
Hey.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Well, you f***ers have won. No groaners today. Every day I try to make this fun. I use my big voice, put on some tasty echo, create exciting new twists on an old favorite, you know, really make it F-U-N fun.
Fun.
But all I get is f*** this and f*** that. Well, I have feelings too. Guys, I will not be back today.
Wow.
Big boys, out.
He's upset.
What's the word for planet crackpot?
Your favorite French male transvestite prostitutes, Don Geronimo and Michael Vera.
That's right. Our website is DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Go to the store.
Full of stuff like yesterday. Remember when we were talking about the list of words, names that you cannot get put on the back of your official NFL Reebok jersey?
Right.
Yes. Click the bring the stars. You click there and you get the whole list. It's DonandMikeWebsite.com. And it's time for Buzz's News Now, brought to you by Smoke Break. You're crazy.
This is good. Smokers
break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Here is Guy J. Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Donna Mike. Jay Leno was filling part of his hour every night with Michael Jackson jokes.
Here's Jay Leno. That's a bright colors.
It's all right. You know,
shooting T-shirts into the audience.
Moron.
So imagine his surprise when he was listed as a possible witness in Jacko's trial. Jackson's lawyers believe Leno can back up their claim that the accuser's mom is a gold digger. And then imagine Leno's surprise when he was told that part of being a witness means obeying the judge's gag order on the case. No more jokes.
And wouldn't it be great if it really was just that they would have to gag Jay Leno?
One of those little, like, gimp balls.
Yeah, like Pulp Fiction.
And make it a leather harness.
So, and also have a guy do to him. What the guy did, everything rained.
To Marcella, make it complete. So Jay Leno's asking
Getting medieval on his ass.
It's pretty harsh on Jay.
Not really. Jay's asking for a privilege no other witness has, and that's to be able to speak publicly about the defendant. Leno's lawyers argue that the judge could not have possibly meant for the order to apply to Jay, since that would be unconstitutional prior restraint of free speech.
You ever see on one of the HD channels or Discovery or whatever, you flip it around and it's a... It's Jay Leno with his 8,000 cars.
He's very real.
He's driving like a 54 whatever it is.
And they're the most ostentatious cars you'd ever
see. And he's wearing, of course, his jean shirt and jeans. Like, I'm
an every guy.
I'm a down-to-earth guy.
But I'm going to pull him in this, like, 1930s Bentley.
I was watching something on the High Def channel, and he pulled into, I'm not kidding you, kids, a hangar where you keep aircraft.
He's got a warehouse for him.
Where he had 75 cars.
That's
I think I drove this one, I think
Christmas Day, 4 years ago, took it out. It was really beautiful. It's really fun. Get behind the wheel. Screw off, Jay.
Can you imagine more of a... I mean, you're a guy that does that all the time and a hobby. Like, especially if you drive him, which he does. He drives him around L.A. and Burbank.
Yes, he does.
A hobby that would be more of a look-at-me hobby than that.
That's what it is. The only reason you stay with that show is hoping he gets in a wreck.
Well, and the great thing about seeing it in widescreen is it better accommodates the chin.
The chin, you know, it's right over there.
We were all a little surprised when Michael Jackson... Sorry,
hey, Mike, everybody gets in on your act there, but everybody does it.
Yeah.
First thing, you get a little higher register.
Don
Geronimo is Jay Leno.
We're all a little surprised when Michael Jackson's feud with former Sony Music... Oh, by the way, keep your impression chops.
Here we go. Another one's coming up.
Fluid here, because we were surprised when Michael Jackson's feud with former Sony Music executive Tommy Mottola came up yesterday.
I'm Tommy Mottola.
You should not say he's an animal.
It's about the Jacko trial.
Right.
I'm not a Jacko.
Jacko.
I'm Jackson.
A PR.
How do you feel when they call you?
Jacko.
Well, yeah. Wacko Jacko. Where'd that come from? Some English tabloid.
Where did that come from?
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me. It's not nice.
Yeah.
Don't
not nice. Yeah, hey, look, I got some email. Dear Jay, you suck. Sign everybody.
A PR agent Jackson had hired after the documentary in which he said it's fine to sleep with young boys was back on the stand yesterday. Ann Kite says some of Jacko's people, some of the people who are charged alongside him with conspiracy, were actually working undercover to bring about his downfall.
She's high.
The implication, high as a kite. I'm with you. The implication is that Tommy Mottola had something to do with that. Tommy wanted the rights to the Elvis and Beatles songs that...
Give us Tommy.
...that were, at the time...
No,
I... You wanted on Jay. You like the newness of the Jay, yeah.
No, Mike, it's the Pope. How you doing? Yeah. I'm dying over here. Yeah. Hey, have the wafer. Don't wear rubber. I'm the Pope.
It's the Pope now.
Stuck in character.
Jay Leno is everybody.
Jonathan Winters.
Are you Tommy Mottola?
No. I'm Helen Keller. Wow.
Well, the implication that the PR lady was making on the witness stand yesterday is that Tommy Mottola had something to do with these people working undercover with Jacko.
We're making our living.
Tommy wanted the rights to Elvis and Beatles songs that were at the time co-owned by Jacko. During that fight for the rights, Jackson publicly called Tommy Mottola a racist, you may remember.
Well, who does Tommy Mottola think he is, anyway? I miss it so much.
Yeah,
I'm
really
bad. Hey, you raised bitch. Yeah, hold on. Email, stop doing it, Tommy.
I'm Tommy Mottola.
Charlie M.
Now, Martha Stewart left her prison home. In West Virginia today.
How about the footage of this? I don't know if you caught this morning or this afternoon on your way home on TV. They got the cameras when she's leaving, and you don't see her when she's leaving the prison. She's in the back of an SUV. And then they follow her to Connecticut or to the airport. She gets on the private plane.
Yeah, West Virginia, she gets on a private jet. Which then is that the FU move?
She goes to her compound in Connecticut, and outside the window, obviously the press is outside the house, but you see her walking around inside with the daughter.
Right.
And this whole thing about work release is something that I don't get about...
They're going to spring her from her house. She'll be able to leave.
48 hours a week.
Okay.
And that ain't house arrest. When you think about it, if you got a Joe job, that's a 40-hour week.
Right.
So that means she, in essence, could be out of the house every day from 9 till 5.
Exactly.
And she has reason to do so. The order actually says she can go out to see the doctor. She can go to work, to go to church, or to go shopping. Those are the things that she can do in her 48 hours a week.
What else does anybody go out?
I'm not even out of the house 48 hours a week. Anyway, there'll be federal agents outside to make sure that she doesn't exceed the 48 hours, I guess, and to keep out any known felons. And she'll have to wear the non-designer electronic tracking bracelet around her ankle.
Nice.
But the good news for Martha is that she can resume drawing her $900,000 a year salary and spend it any way the law allows.
Yeah.
This living nightmare will continue for five months, Now, like a lot of ex-cons, though, Martha will go back to writing her magazine column and hosting a couple of TV shows.
Have you heard Don's Martha Stewart impression?
No, I'd love to.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
There it is.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Martha Stewart.
You know, she won't need to leave her mansion for church. All she has to do is draw the pentagram of blood in any room in the house.
Sure, she can Satan worship at home.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, Robert Blake.
Yeah, I heard
he did it
that.
Automatically. Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't help it.
Yeah, 666. Yeah, Damien.
Now, again, keep your impressionist chops handy, because the Robert Blake wife-killing case will go to the jury anytime now.
That's what I like so bad. Yeah, my brother. I got mail.
Bravo.
Hey, Mike, don't come in Monday.
Right. The prosecution and defense are wrapping up their closing arguments in the Robert Blake case.
Yeah, hey, Bonnie, let's go to Vitello's. That's what I like so bad.
The prosecution's offered a couple of drug addicts as its key witnesses, one of whom suffered from wild hallucinations, the other selling his story to the National Enquirer.
You know, I seen his boy on TV today, Robert Blake's son.
Yeah. His son thinks he's innocent, right?
Yeah, and it's crazy that the kid is, he's not a kid, he's a man, he's in his 20s.
Right.
And they're doing the thing where they're saying, if you could say anything to your father, what it would be, he's like looking in the camera.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Hey, Dad.
He sounds just like Jay
Leno.
Amazing.
No, but he's doing this whole thing, you know, I just want my dad to know that I love him and support him. It's like turn my life upside down, but he's a really great guy. And then they show the film of Robert Blake in court and
his son, Jake.
Jake Blake.
That's a nice ring to him. Jake Blake.
What? Is that all that was? Because it rhymed?
Yeah.
That's it. I thought it had something to do with Jake the Fat Man.
Jake Styles.
Hey, Jake
Styles.
But
he's a damn good investigator, and he's mine.
Hey, your feet stink. Yeah.
Hi, Jay.
Your feet stink.
The feet are stink because they're blue toes from diabetes.
Yeah, you're William Conrad.
Yeah. William Conrad.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you, Jay?
I'm my car. Yeah, hi,
boys.
Hi. I'm
your Pope. Yeah, hi, Pope. The prosecution's also pointed out the holes in Blake's story and how Bonnie Lee Bakley trapped him in the marriage and fatherhood after pointing to Marlon Brando's son as the father first.
Man, the holes in his story are worse than the holes in my feet.
The defense has argued that there's just no evidence against Blake. No blood on his clothing, no gunshot residue on his hands.
Jake Blake.
Now we're not far from knowing what will become of Robert Blake.
Jake Blake.
One odd postscript to last weekend's Oscar awards. During the show, host Chris Rock joked that Jude Law was in, quote, every single movie this year. Jude's current friend and co-worker Sean Penn came to Jude's defense, and then Jude Law fired his agent. It was just a joke on the part of Chris Rock, but it was told in front of the entire movie industry, and maybe Jude Law did have too many movies coming out too close together, so he fired his agent
after
the Chris Rock joke.
Yeah, that's real smart. That's not too knee-jerk. You know what? They should hire Jude Law to be the new president of Infinity Broadcasting, because that's the kind of knee-jerk reaction that this whole company thrives on. So,
you know, and did anybody, like...
Stay cool.
Mention the most
that this whole company thrives on.
So, you know, and did anybody like
stay cool?
Mention the most important thing that just wasn't funny. That wasn't funny on any level. Who gives a damn about Jude Law? Exactly. That's why I think that's what Chris Rock was saying.
You do, Jay?
No, I know.
And maybe thanks to his joke.
No, I don't. And Rob told me a funny joke. He called him Jude Law.
Jude Law.
That's funny. Yeah. Not even a joke. Rob faxed me a joke. I was him $75.
Very good. Congratulations,
Jay. That's really it. Yeah.
And now a word about a TV show that almost nobody watches. A show that critics hate. That's why Star Trek Enterprise is being taken off the air.
Guess what it was?
Oh, yeah, I figured you'd know from the hints. Star Trek Enterprise. I'm sorry. I didn't know
Star Trek Enterprise.
I wouldn't deny you fun.
Still on? That's still on the air?
Star Trek Enterprise, yes. One version of
Star Trek Enterprise with Scott Bakula is still on the air.
The fifth series.
Scott Bakula.
Yeah, Paramount, which owns all things Star Trek, says it's canceling the show because of no ratings. And Paramount also says it has no plans to make any other Star Trek series. So the rest of us laughed at the demonstrations held around the world to keep this final and most hated Star Trek on the air. But the Trekkers may get the last laugh. A group of investors in the space industry are offering over $3 million to Paramount to keep making Star Trek shows, especially this one, Enterprise.
And if you want to laugh, I think I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, on Showtime,
mm-hmm.
they're running back-to-back the original Trekkies with Denise Crosby
yes.
and Trekkies and Trekkies 2.
Entertaining.
Where they show the Star great. Trek idiots from around the world along with some great new ones from America, and they follow up on the nerds from the original Trekkies.
The best one is that kid who is, well, first of all, the transvestite with the yeah. black hair, he's yes. hysterical. But the kid is the super nerd that, that takes off with his father in the, like, Enterprise pickup truck.
Did you see Trekkies 2?
No, okay. I haven't.
In Trekkies 2, they follow up with that kid.
Right.
Now, he's grown up.
Is he still in there? He's got to yeah. be a bird.
Now, hold on. Someone stole their camper.
Oh, no.
So now they've turned their entire garage into an actual bridge of the Enterprise.
He's cool. still living at home, I take it.
He's married.
Really?
And nerds call him. They showed the clip in Trekkies where he's being interviewed,
right.
and his phone rings, and he's got a Star Trek uniform on, and he's got that bad mullet.
Yeah, right.
And he picks up the phone, and he goes like, "Hello, Mike? This is the worst possible time you could have called."
That's the kid. He's
apparently,
great.
Apparently, this is his catchphrase now.
Oh, really?
And they're taping him at some convention now, and it's years later, and he's grown up, and
right.
he's got short hair, and he's
right.
married.
Because, I realized when I was watching the original that the original was a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
You get DeForest Kelly
years.
And those
right.
guys that are still walking up, you know, upright.
So they're showing this guy, this kid that you're referencing, and he's grown up now, and they show that he still gets phone calls, and they show him taking a call on his own, and he goes, "Yeah, it's me. Okay, sure, I'd say it for you. This is the worst possible time you could have called."
Wow, so now wow. now the Trekkies themselves
are calling him
Jesus.
To get him to say that, and his dad has gotten fired from his job
because
surprised. He was spending all of his time and putting all of his money into making this new Star Trek set.
And they got their van stolen.
Yes.
That's funny.
And they're making a homemade movie.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Well, these Trekkers...
Trekkies 2. It's great. It's on Showtime. Watch it. You'll
you
want
to see the land of the real nerd. That's where it is.
Yeah.
Well, these Trekkers who say they've raised $3 million to keep Enterprise on the air say that they have legally binding agreements from these investors, who, by the way, wish to remain anonymous.
Come on. And if we could just go back to that story about Jude Law.
Yeah. What about it?
Hey, Jude.
There
don't
is.
Make it bad.
Don't, yeah.
Take a sad song
and make it better.
Make it better. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Go fill up your car with gas now. Don't even wait for the story that we're doing when we come back.
Okay, you're tricky, Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The number one radio show in Toronto. The Don and Mike program.
Show's been ruined today. All those Opie and Anthony calls we got.
Yeah, all two of them. I knew it would happen.
Mike, that was all none of them.
Oh, that's right, none of them.
Wow. And to think, I changed my underpants at 3 o'clock because I was so scared when Beth Ann got that email.
Well, we were going to be attacked today.
Ouch. Ouch.
The orange alert paid off.
Mike, I can't do a Bush impression. Bug him.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mike, the thing is that Dopey Anthony fans, they only got to get through one time out of 100 times.
That's right.
We got to be right 100% of the time.
I know.
That's right. Yeah.
Wasn't much of a challenge today.
No, it was.
Not at all.
No, they got no WMDs. Oh, no. It's satellite radio. Yeah.
Yes, sir. No uranium over there.
Yeah. Uranus. Yeah.
Yeah, they got plenty of that.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Yesterday, we told you oil prices had topped $53 a barrel. Well,
all right.
Today, they're over $55.
Whoa, I'm a rich man.
Isn't this great?
I'm a rich man. Baruch. Are you listening to me, son?
Hello, my name is Short Hair Agdushlu, and I'm going to raise the prices on the barrels of oil, and no one will touch me because the president likes us.
Nada. Mother, I've killed father.
That's all right. Oil prices are $59 a barrel.
And now USA Today has found an expert who believes this means that gasoline prices are going up about 25 cents this weekend. Quoting the expert with 30 years
okay,
under his belt.
Hold on, this weekend?
Yeah, everybody, that's why I said, you go,
you
don't ask questions, just go to the gas station.
The only industry that's not regulated in any way, shape, or form.
Quoting the expert, it's going to be brutal, horrendous. His good news is that if you factor inflation, gas would have to hit $2.95 a gallon to really set a new record. Other experts say that could happen this year. The government, meanwhile, is just out with an interesting report, Mike, that says our gasoline supply is up 10% compared to this time last year.
Thank you, George. Thank you, Dick.
You guys, thank you, government.
You guys all made fun of me when I filled up those barrels and put them in my basement, but who's laughing now?
You don't still smoke down there, do you?
Just occasionally. Just my pipe.
Your pipe.
Do you still, Jonathan, do you still have all your duct tape?
I do.
And
my nipple clamp.
Oh, remember that? Yeah. Plastic sheeting.
That's, remember that?
Oh,
from
bottled water. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right. All,
gas mask. Yeah.
All of the stuff we need, we got to have that.
It was good for the duct tape.
Buzz.
I get it every New Year's Eve, whether or not it's Y2K.
Duct tape, buzz, petroleum. Product. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? If the United States hadn't toppled that brutal dictator Saddam Hussein, then who would have? One of his sons, according to controversial Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Peter Arnett. Arnett,
hands down, Michael Jackson.
Arnett tells Playboy that Uday Hussein...
I would rather do Saddam Hussein.
But there it was, sorry. Uday Hussein, who was killed alongside his brother shortly after the U.S. invasion of Iraq...
Hi.
Sorry about that.
It's a crazy Friday. Mike, it's a push the envelope Friday.
That's right.
Sorry about that.
This is my fault for
Fists of Fury.
Talking about the iron-fisted way that Saddam Hussein.
I got all excited, Buzz.
Arnett, who infiltrated Uday's group, says a shadow government was already set up. In fact, it had been 10 years in the making, and that Uday was about to announce his takeover when American jets bombed his TV station.
Wow.
You can still carry...
It's just funny that he had a TV station.
He did, yeah. Youth TV was the name of the network. You can still carry 4 books of matches on board an airplane after April 13th, but no lighters, no butanes, no novelty lighters, no Zippos. The head of Zippos says that could cut into his sales by as much as 30%, especially the novelty lighters he sells as souvenirs at tourist destinations.
That reminds me of the tale I was telling in the studio the other day. When I worked in Detroit, I worked with a disc jockey named Jim Zippo.
Oh, wow.
Zippo in the morning. And there was some, like, Detroit versus somebody, some disc jockey bet about the Lions, and he lost. And the thing, he shaved off half of his beard.
There you go.
Just on the left side of his face.
And he had a big, full beard.
Crazy.
They called it Zippo.
Zippo. Zippo.
Well, and the head of Zippo,
it's a Zippo grant.
The head of the Zippo lighter company says the new rule for airlines doesn't really make air travel any more safe, in his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not often a Supreme Court justice gets a big laugh, but Anton Scalia did yesterday in addressing the issue of displaying the Ten Commandments on government property. That was the topic. Listen carefully to what he says, because it's my pick for quote of the week.
All right, we're all listening.
Quoting quotes. Justice Anton Scalia, 99% of people believe in the Ten Commandments. 85% couldn't tell you what they are. Next case.
Thanks God. The Supreme Court Justice Yogi Berra.
Yeah. In sports, the NFL is denying...
95% of the game is half mental.
That's a good one.
He said something like
something like
that.
75% of the game is pitching... And hitting's the other half.
No,
or some,
I mean, I
don't have
very
good right.
Both.
Probably. And he's also very upset about Sex in the City. Those ads.
Yes, that's right. In sports, the NFL is denying it's the National Fat League after a report that 56% of the players are obese by medical standards. The NFL says the University of North Carolina study is flawed because it uses the body mass index, which is a height-to-weight ratio that doesn't account for whether the weight is fat or muscle. But a former defensive tackle says he's seen plenty of evidence that players
are Sam Huff.
Putting on just as much fat as they are muscle.
This is Sam Huff.
And John Jerkovic says the league's all for it because it's working
That's
for them.
That's Jerkovic, I think.
Jerkovic, whatever.
Do not drink any alcoholic beverages.
Uh-oh.
Do not eat butter, margarine, oils, lard, or fat.
You're listening to Tom Coughlin.
Do not eat fried foods.
New York football giants.
Do not eat bananas, grapes, watermelon, or any fruits other than grapefruit or cantaloupe.
But even the muscle versus fat argument doesn't hold water. The study shows that Arizona's Cardinals, with the league's highest average body mass index, is the worst team in the league.
Yeah, all right, let's go play ball.
Junior!
And finally, did you ever have one of those days where some things seemed to sort of work out and other things didn't?
And that's the kind of day a Columbus, Ohio. No,
yesterday.
Today was great for you, I would say.
The day before yesterday.
If I was going to evaluate your day, I'd say you had a great day today.
What was the lead again?
If you had one of those days where some things seemed to really work out and other things didn't.
Every day.
Oh, well, I suppose that's true.
Okay, good night, everybody.
The kind of day a Columbus, Ohio man had yesterday. He was on his way to work and enjoying his breakfast at the same time. He was having a White Castle hamburger.
Yeah.
So far, so good. But then the man choked on the hamburger. Must have gotten stuck in his windpipe because he just blacked out at that point.
Oh, my.
So breakfast didn't turn out so well, and his car went careening across several lanes of oncoming traffic. But suddenly, it seemed things were going right again because he didn't hit any of those other cars. Of course, his luck changed again when his car crashed into a building. But as luck would have it, the building was an urgent care medical facility.
And I read the obituaries every day.
And as luck would have it, the trauma center wasn't open yet. So he had to be taken elsewhere for medical care.
I like this.
They say he's going to recover, but his luck could always change again. Okay. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You.
That's a thinking man's story.
Kinda.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Don't think too much, though.
Screw it up. Take it to go now, Robbie. Sorry, we're out of
time. Perfect.
Everybody here. Some things go well. Some things don't.
Stay tuned. Rod and Fez are coming up next.
All right.
WJFK FM. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday with a new episode. Love you, Peter. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I'll go to Total Beverage.
I'll race you there.
See you there.
Have a great weekend, Michael.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.